fucking trash your lights? Do you want me to fucking trash them? Fuck! And what the fuck is it with you?
I was looking at the light.
Fuck! And what the fuck is it with you?
I was looking at the light.
Fuck! And what the fuck is it with you?
I was looking at the light.
Fuck! And what the fuck is it with you?
I was looking at the light.
It's fucking distracting. Oh, good! It's fucking distracting.
Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, February 4th, 2009. My name is Matt.
And my name is Brayden.
And this is episode number 150. Woo! Shimon motherfuckers. Thank you guys so much for being here with us live. Jamhole.com/feedback is where you can type shit. We will read it on the show. Or you can call in 406-204-GOT-P. It spells 4687. Or Skype the Jam Hole, all lowercase. 150, dude. Oh,
that's pretty awesome.
I'm kind of buzzed.
I'm buzzed.
We got some fucking Jack, some JD, we got some Coke, we got some Rockstar, we got some Salvia. We got all you motherfuckers listening live at thejamhole.com/live video. Because you know what? Live video worked today.
Really?
You know how I got it to work?
How's that?
So before
you had to trick it, didn't you?
Right. Before I picked you up, I ran home real quick. I fucking threw on a bikini. Don't ask. I have a
okay.
Bikini.
I know why that's there.
Neither here nor there. I put it on. I fucking stuffed it. I fucking tucked my shit.
Duct tape.
And I fucking shaved real quick. This is actually fake hair.
Right. You got extensions. Facial extensions.
Fucking Rogaine does wonders. So I dressed up like a little 14-year-old fucking cam whore, and I made the login, thejamhole.com/cam whore. And I went to fucking thejamhole.com/live video, and I was like, hey, I'm a cam whore. Can I have a spot? And they're like, hey, we got plenty of room.
For more cam whores.
Right. So if you guys, if the feed does go down, maybe they figured out that we're not actually 14-year-old
right.
cam whores.
They
with
checked
nothing.
Back on us and right. saw that we weren't naked chicks. Or
so, yeah, thank you guys so much for listening, not only tonight, but for being with us for the past 150 fucking episodes. That just blows my fucking mind. I was in Libby today delivering water and shit, and I'm sitting down at this cafe. I got done with my route and shit, and I'm just going through my notebook. And this notebook is the new one, and it only has from episode 67, 66, 65 on up. And even just looking back at those...
65 to 150?
To 150. And then the other episodes are in the older notebook. But yeah, I'm looking through that, just looking at all the different things like I had written notes for, and it just blows my fucking mind that we're still here doing it. You guys are still here fucking listening to it. It's awesome. I'm really glad that this has developed into what it is now instead of staying what it used to be.
I agree.
It's gotten dramatically better.
Keeps getting better.
Exactly. And it's going to keep getting better and better until
we die.
The last episode where I kill him and myself, which will happen eventually.
And if at some point we stop getting better at this, then we know when the last episode needs to happen.
The day after the episode stopped getting better.
Yeah, that's the last episode.
So, real quick, like I said, thejamble.com/feedback. If you guys want to talk to us, leave us comments about what we're talking about here, or you can call us, 406-204-4687. We take live shows during the actual live show, and then if you call that number when we're not live, you guys can leave us messages, and we play them on the show. So, in honor of the 150th episode, it's not quite our one-year anniversary. That'll be happening on February 22nd. That's about, from the best records I have, from when our first show was posted. That will have been a year. So,
well, isn't there a timestamp on the post of that show?
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, when it... Well, yeah, that's what I'm looking at, I think, is the timestamp on it. But in honor of 150 episodes, and it's February, which is fucking Valentine's Day and all that shit, we're going to do a little special for the month of February. Basically, two jam hole shirts, $20. So you get a shirt for $10, or you get a shirt for $20, and you get another one free. So basically, you send us $20 at thejamhole.com/donate, and you will get two shirts instead of just one for $18. And we'll be doing this from now till February 28th. Basically, I want to get these shirts out there, and anything short of just giving them away, like, we need to recoup a little bit of the money that we spent on them, but I want to get them out there. I want to get people wearing them, other people seeing them. Hey, what's that? Oh, it's this cool show. Come suck my cock. You know, all that kind of thing. It's a great conversation starter. And if you're sitting there and you're like, what the fuck am I going to get my girlfriend for fucking Valentine's Day? Or what the fuck am I going to get my boyfriend for Valentine's Day? Or what am I going to get this girl I've been cheating on my fucking wife with? You know, you got to get her a present.
And if you get it for yourself, your steez will go up like
90%. That's what I'm saying. You'd be like, hey, if you're cheating on your wife, you're like, hey, I'll meet you at the fucking Starbucks. How does she know it's you? Oh, I'm wearing the jam hole shirt. Oh, fuck me. Oh, fuck me. So, yeah, all month, 2 for $20, thejamhole.com/donate. Just toss us $20, and we will fucking send you t-shirts. They're awesome. Neither of us are wearing ours.
Actually.
Oh, hey!
Boom!
So, yeah, that's... I am kind of fucking drunk now. Cool. So, that's that. Jesus, dude. This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels, good weed, and our fucking Keith and the Girl / the Jam Hole Bong.
Yeah.
Oh, man, what a fucking day. So, I'm sure you guys are all in. You're curious about what happened to your back, dude. I saw the
pictures. We need
to
talk this over with another shot, I think.
Oh, do we fucking do it? Another shot, I'm going to start throwing up everywhere. No, I'm good. But, so you guys might have been on thejamhole.com/Twitter, and you're like, man, Matt's been up all fucking night. What the fuck? And then you saw the pictures of my back that were kind of scratched up just a little bit. Like, maybe somebody thought I was a scratching post and needed to sharpen their claws.
Kitty.
But, like you guys know, this, I don't know if you guys want to call Guinness right now, or if you maybe want to wait, maybe just mark your calendars or something. Because generally, the past experiences, failures, whatever you want to call them, when I'm like, oh yeah, we got to get this show done because I got a date with this girl. I'm going to meet her after the show and stuff.
Right.
What usually happens? I get there and she's not there.
Or you just come back here, watch a movie, take her home.
Or no, I'm saying more times than not, though, like I totally get stood up.
Yeah,
or,
nothing
like,
even
like they're
happens.
Not there or they're there
or,
with their...
Oh, I can't.
Right. Or they're there with their annoying middle-aged fucking friend or...
Usually
their...
it gets canceled, though.
Yeah, usually. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. You guys might want to call Guinness now or at the very least mark it on your Google calendar. Thank you, sir. I actually, so after Monday night's show, I actually did not get stood up.
Really?
Right.
You actually...
Wait, did he say he did not?
I think he did.
Weird. Hold on, I got Guinness on the line.
Yeah,
hold on.
I recorded it.
You're live on the jam hole. So, yeah, I was telling you guys about that girl that was kind of a dude... ish
tomboy.
Right, and then like she came into Anna's that one night like wearing makeup and looking like a chick, and just I was like, whoa, dude. And you know, we were talking and stuff, and then so after the show I was like, all right, I'll meet you at Anna's probably around midnight, and then we'll take Brayden home, and then we'll figure out what we're going to do. And that exactly fucking happened. It blew my mind. I was thinking, because her phone was dead, I was thinking, you know, we're 15 minutes late, I was going to get there, and she wasn't going to be there. Or I was going to get a phone call, and it was like, where the fuck are you, you motherfucker? Or, sorry, I'm busy, I got something else to do, which was what I was expecting.
Right.
So, yeah, I get there, and there's her fucking car, and
there she like, is,
there
sitting,
she is
in it.
Sitting in it. I'm like, whoa, dude, are you fucking for serious? So we're like, all right, I gotta take Brayden home, and then, you know, we can go up to the house and watch a movie or do whatever. So we fucking, she leaves her SUV there, and we all hop in the truck, and we take Brayden home. Later, dude, good show, good night, good fight. And then we're driving back, and I'm like, do you just want to leave your car there, and I can bring you back to it? You know, like, when we're done watching a movie or what? And she's like, yeah, that's fine. So we fucking get up there, and oh, real quick, Guardo from Winnipeg says, I love my wife and girlfriend both very much and wouldn't cheat on either of them. See? That's
wow.
You're the man.
One of the few out there.
That's awesome, dude. There's very few people that can love their wife and their girlfriend with, like, you know, equality.
I know. Usually it's like one, it's
usually
off balance.
You tend to play favorites.
Usually you like the girlfriend more than the wife because you're sick of the wife by
then. Right. Your wife is generally not.
That's why you got the new girlfriend.
Not your favorite.
Yeah. But that's cool that you can balance the two out, man.
Right. So for you, how about you just send us $30 and I'll give you 3 shirts? How's
yeah.
that? One for all of you. So we get up to the house and shit, and we're just kind of hanging out, talking, and just, you know, getting to know each other, basically. And she found out, I forget if I told her, if we had talked about when we were going there, that I had talked about her on that show, on, mm-hmm. you know, that night. So she's like, let me hear what you said. I'm like, oh, fuck. I don't think. You know, let's not.
How about nah? Yeah, how about we just don't?
She's like, no, I want to hear it. And, like, who am I to fucking be like, no? And then she's like,
right.
What? Fucking punch in the face.
She would, too.
I know. She's fucking tough. She's a cook, like you guys heard on Monday's show.
She's a tomboy, too.
Yeah, she's a bro's bro, for
yeah.
sure. But, like you said, with tits and a vagina,
right.
which is fucking perfect. So I'm like, all right. So I fucking play the episode. And we're just sitting there talking and shit, and she found it, like, really amusing and thought, like, that was really awesome that a couple of kids in Montana are doing something like this. And I had told her that before we got up here. I'm like, you know, don't mind the house because it's kind of our studio / where I live. And,
yeah.
like, I don't use the kitchen at all. The refrigerator's totally empty. It's our...
You're...
It's
no,
the bachelor
you always
pack.
Eat at Sykes or at Anna's.
Exactly, which is why I work at Anna's every Saturday. So, and she didn't seem like the kind of girl that is going to be like, oh, you haven't vacuumed since when? Okay, yeah, I got to go.
Yeah, she doesn't
like,
really
she
give a fuck.
Doesn't give a fuck,
yeah.
which is so awesome, because do you give a fuck?
No.
Last time I checked, I do not give a fuck.
We collectively don't get. It's the trifecta of don't give a fuck.
Of just not giving a fuck at all. So We're talking and the show's playing and that part comes up of what I'm talking about her, and she's like, I don't look like a dude that much. You know, we're just making jokes, we're laughing, we're having a good time and stuff. And so it's 3:30, 4 in the morning,
mm-hmm.
next thing I know, which is par for the course. We get done with the show kind of late. We got there at like 12:15. And then got back home, and, you know, so it's, we're just sitting there, and time's flying, we're listening to this shit, and we're watching, I forget what, we were watching some American Dad or something, and I'm like, alright, I seriously have to get to bed now, because it's like fucking 4 in the morning, and I have to work in like 3 hours,
mm-hmm.
which is cool, but then I remembered I didn't have to work, I had a doctor's appointment, which I want to mention a couple things about, so I'm like, here, you can have the bed, I'll crash on the couch. I went in there, got my adapter, grabbed my phone, fucking plugged it in here, she goes in there, lays down, I'm in here, I lay down, lights are all off, and all of a sudden I hear, hey. Well, how's her voice? I can't even
know.
Hey! I'm like, huh. She's like, you can sleep in here with me if you want. I'm just thinking to myself, of course I fucking could. It's my fucking house.
Yeah.
You could sleep in the mudroom. I don't care.
You could have offered her the couch and took the bed.
Right, because I also don't give a fuck.
Right.
So I'm laying there, and I'm like, huh. Okay. Like, I didn't want to make it seem like, because, you know, we're talking, she's like, can I just stay out here? I don't want to drive all the way home. Because she lives even further out of town than where my mom's house is, which is, like, 10 miles out of town. She's like, I don't want to put the chains on my four-wheel drive SUV. I'm like, yeah, just stay here. I'll drop you back off at your car and then go to my doctor's appointment. No problem. So, you know, she goes in there. I'm in here. And she's like, hey, you can come sleep in here. And I'm laying there. I'm like, yeah, I think I do want to do that. So I go in there, and she's laying down, and she's like, do you got any shorts and a shirt? And I'm like, yeah. And I grab some shorts and a shirt, and she's like, hey, we wear the same size clothes. Cool. I'm like,
wow.
Is that cool? That actually would not have been cool like 4 years ago when I was
right,
a big fat.
When you were fat.
Oh, we wear the same size clothes. That's cool.
That makes me feel so much better about who I'm with.
I'm
right
hungry.
Now.
Yeah, of course
you
you're hungry.
Ice cream.
Yeah, but now like that's cool. I'm not skinny, but I'm not like a big fat fuck. So that's fine. And shorts, you know, they're elastic bandy, so they'll fit. They would fit you probably. They'd be a little loose, especially in the package department. But they would fit you, no matter.
Right.
So she puts that stuff on, and I fucking throw some shorts on. Of course, I couldn't wear my pajama pants. Did I tell you guys about that?
No.
Fuck.
What happened?
Let's rewind a little bit.
Right,
so
rewind it.
Sunday night.
Okay.
I'm sleeping. And all of a sudden.
And you have a wet dream.
I'm up, but I'm not up. I'm still totally asleep, and I'm dreaming.
You're up.
I'm like balls deep. Like, I went from nothingness to being balls deep in this fucking orgy.
Wow.
Like, I don't know where that came from. And I'm fucking, and I look over, and there's a bro, and he's fucking, and we fucking high five, fucking looking over there, and there's dudes and pussies and boobs. The weird thing is, it was only pussies and boobs and shit. Like, I could not, maybe I just don't remember, but I don't think there was any, like, faces. Like, there was nothing recognizable.
Just pussies and boobs.
It was a big, giant mass of pulsating pussies and boobs and a couple of dudes.
I wish I could see your dream now.
And I'm like, fucking in shit, and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna come, and I fucking pull out, and I fucking start coming, and I wake up, and I'm... I'm like, oh, fuck me. Wow. So that's why I couldn't wear my pajamas, because they had a big old...
Got it.
Cool. Big old cum stain.
Right.
In. Right. Wow. So I put on my shorts, and I put on my shirt, and she's wearing shorts and shirt, and we lay down, and she kind of gets a little closer, and I kind of scoot a little closer, and... We're still talking and just, you know, hanging out and shit, and one thing kind
of
led to another, and
I
was totally not, like,
just
I...
see where it goes.
After talking to her, yeah, like, I really started to like her and stuff, so that's why I kind of, I didn't want to just go in there and be like, oh, I assume you're just going to be sleeping in here with me. Like, if you want to, you can sleep in there and I'll sleep out here. Give you the choice, you know,
yeah.
I don't want to be like a weirdo, because she is really cool and shit, so... That happens, and I'm like, I kind of don't want to do this, and she's like, don't be a fucking pussy.
What?
Whoa! Excuse me? That is the first time that has ever fucking happened. Usually it's like, eh, I have a headache, or, oh, we just met. Or if it's me, like, if I really like the girl, I'll be like, no, I want to wait, because I don't want you to just totally... get fucked and then be like, God, that is horrible. I am never talking to you again, you know? So I want to take it slow somewhat, not like, you know,
yeah,
you
don't
can't have
jump
my,
into it.
Right, but not so slow like you can't have my phone number yet, just keep calling my friend and she'll get a hold of me.
Yeah.
But I don't want
to... We're not so slow that we can't sleep in the same bed.
I didn't want to be like just a one-night stand and then I would never see her again kind of thing. Because I was starting to, you know, like her and stuff. So... She's like, you're wearing your ovaries, and I can see them. And I am so sick of hearing that. I've never heard that before. Like, hey, your ovaries are showing. Do you know, have you ever heard that?
No.
I've never heard that until I started.
What does that mean, exactly?
Well, basically, it means you're being a little bitch.
What? Okay.
Like, I was texting her and stuff, and I guess she let Chris from Anna's read the text, and he's like, your ovaries are showing. And she's like, they are not, and she, covers up her ovaries and shit. And then, like, that gets said to me, and I'm like, I am so fucking sick of hearing that.
After twice. Is it,
I'm sorry, like, all the guys you've ever fucking dated were complete scumbags and didn't know how to fucking talk, and, like, I'm being nice and complimentary I'm being nice and talking and stuff.
Right.
And she's not used to that at all, so she's like, oh my god, all these feelings, you're fucking, your ovaries are fucking showing. We had a, May says, we had a one night stand, fucker. We had a one night stand because we couldn't, because we were leaving. Like,
yeah, you had no choice.
I'm going back to Montana tomorrow, you're going back to Argentina. Like,
yeah, what do we do?
Right. If it, yeah, so, sorry, that distracted me. Yeah, so, all these feelings and stuff, she is like, that's weird, your ovaries are showing, stop doing that. And then, like, the more I do it, the more she's starting to kind of be like, oh, that, maybe that is normal, and the guys I've dated before are not so normal.
Right.
Right, and I know a couple of the guys she's dated, and yeah, I totally can't see them being like, all poetic and, you know, being super nice like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they're just gonna like, be scummy.
Hey, what are you doing? Nothing. What are you doing? Nothing. You wanna come fuck? Oh, yeah, actually, I kinda do.
Yeah.
Like, man, can I just leave my ovaries at home then? Cause that, yeah. So, she's starting to get used to it and stuff, and it ended up cool. But basically, it ended up like, we fell asleep for maybe like 20 minutes, and then I wake up and I kind of scoot closer, and she kind of scoots closer to me, and then all of a sudden it's just like, bam! Like, she grabs me, and like, I'm on top of her just staring at her now, and she's just like, yeah, and then fucking nails on the back, just fucking, and I'm like, yes! Please, can I have another? And, like, pulling hair, and, like, I don't have, I mean, I got, like, a little
bit. Well, you have a lot less now.
Well, yeah, and there's probably a bunch all over my fucking pillow now.
Probably. But you're a little sweaty, what's up?
It's hot in here, and you're making me drink alcohol, and
I'm making you? You're
drunk.
The one that bought this because of some girl.
Right.
Some other girl than the one
this
that you
show
just fucked.
Not only brought to you by JD, but also brought to you by my awful failed attempts at trying to talk to girls. So that happens, and the next thing I know, I look at the clock, and it's like fucking 7:45, and I'm like, huh, cool. And I try to go to sleep, but I can't because like,
you have to be up anyway. So.
Right. Well, that and it's like when you get a new toy, and like I don't. Totally, I don't mean to, like...
I don't know. When was the last time I got a new toy?
Well, you got that bunny on your birthday.
Right. That was a toy.
But no, so it's... I don't know. Like, when you're with the girl you just met, like, and you guys stay the night together, like, you... It's hard to fall asleep because
right.
You're always, like, touching and exploring
yeah.
and talking.
And you're just... kind of have a rush going on,
exactly.
Too.
So at that point, like, we did that, and that was that, and... She's totally a chick, no penis.
Right. You
boobs.
You made for sure.
Right.
Okay. That's good.
It was probably a little late by the time I checked, because if I would have checked and been like, hey, that's a penis. Like, it would have been, what am I going to do,
you
run away?
You would have been in the pussy underneath
it. It would have been too late. I would have tried to run away. She'd be like, get over here, right. Fucking spear through the throat, fucking you know what I mean? The fucking combo.
Yeah,
room.
Exactly.
So, yeah, no, it was all good. So, yeah, and by that time, I just totally gave up all hopes of trying to get any kind of fucking sleep. So, I just enjoyed the rest of the time, and all of a sudden, the alarm clock goes off. It's fucking 8. I'm like, cool. Gotta get up now. Gotta go to the doctor's appointment. So, I fucking dropped her off at the truck, went to the doctor's appointment.
What was the doctor's appointment for?
Well, remember the last time I went in? It's for the Suboxone.
Right.
And right.
They
you guys
you
all
pee
know.
In the cup.
Right. Had to pee in the cup. So now they want to see me instead of every 3 months, they want to see me every month to keep me on a shorter leash.
Right. Because
they don't want me saying, oh, I have a couple months in between. I can go get fucking pills, shoot up, and then it'll heal by the time I go back
right.
in. Which I totally haven't been. Like, I would tell you guys, I've seriously been, like, totally clean since mm-hmm. that last fucking time. So I have to see him every month. And after this time, now I don't have to see him for another 2 months. So they're starting to kind of extend
so
it
more.
So now
you can do some more pills.
So now I can start getting fucked up. No, I am totally done with that. Like, for serious this time. Not like the last few times.
Not like the last few times where you said you were for serious.
Done with. I'm so done with. Yeah, no, not like that. Like, for serious, done.
Yeah.
So I go
That's
in.
That's good, because that means I'm done too.
Right. I started to feel kind of bad about that. Truth be told, while our ovaries are out on the table,
our ovaries are hanging out.
Truth be told, I felt bad about that because I'm like, you know, even though I told you if you do that shit for more than like 4 days in a row, you're right. gonna start getting a little fucking withdrawally. I knew, like, if I just kept bringing them back and was like, here's a couple for you, here's fucking eight for me, boom, kaboom, like, that's, you know, so, and I knew, like, if I kept doing that, you were gonna get in some shit with it, like, I kind of started to see it, and I'm like, man, I would feel so bad if I dragged you down with me.
I was
like,
already doing that before.
But then I thought back, and I'm like, oh, wait, I don't give a fuck, let's do it.
Right.
So, no,
it's
so.
The party.
A 9:30 doctor's appointment is totally cool because that meant, you know, I got an extra hour to hang out with her.
Yeah.
And instead of being to work at 8, we're waking.
And you totally had the whole day off?
No. Oh, I went in after. Okay. And then, and that's why I was Twitter. I'm so fucking tired because
I hadn't
slept fucking at all. 26 says, I know how to keep Matt from relapsing. If he does, then he is required to give out his real cell phone number on the show at his peril.
That's not that big of a thing for
no,
you.
No, because...
You don't care that. It was
already out there.
Yeah.
If you go through the live video archives, I'm not going to tell you which episode, right. But it is on there. I edited it out of the show, but I didn't edit it out of the live video archives.
Yeah, so
if you can
there.
Figure out which show it is, and if it's... Yeah, it's in there somewhere.
Yeah, it's somewhere.
But his I did, and you guys have that. So
oh, yeah.
Like,
you've been saying that forever, and I still haven't gotten a single call.
26, will you...
Well, 26 can have my number. It's just when he starts giving out to everyone, I'll give everyone yours.
He says, Matt, I think we both know I could easily get your number. Right, you just, like, Twitter it to me. I'd be like, oh, here, it's this. And Cashman365 says, I have herpes.
Cool.
Yeah, just want to throw that out
there. That
sucks
for you. I'm not sharing a pipe.
Right? Yeah, pass it to the left.
Yeah, and I'm on the right, so
right.
Skip me, please.
Okay, MDS says, yeah, 26, just ask me. Right, because he has it from the cruise, of course.
Or capital Z.
How about let's, yeah,
Z.
Let's not ask capital Z or MDS for Matt's cell phone number. How's that sound? So what was I saying? Oh, right, so I'm at the doctor's appointment. And so a 9:30 appointment means, I don't know if you guys have very many doctor's appointments, but it actually means you probably won't see the doctor till about 10 or 10:30.
Right. Well, so, even doesn't really matter what time you go to the doctor anymore. Like, every time I've been to the doctor, you always get there a little early, and you always have to wait another hour than when your appointment
was made. Of course,
and
that's so stupid.
Yeah.
And you know they're in there just fucking hanging out. They're like,
just
hey.
Just chilling.
Because what are you going to do? Especially at a pain clinic, because mm-hmm. you have to be there because
yeah.
it's the end of the month, you're out of fucking pills. And if you don't have them, you're going to get fucking sick. So they know. They could make you wait there for hours, and you would still be there like, oh,
you
can,
they
may
can wait
I,
until they close.
May I please have my prescription that
yeah.
you got me fucking hooked on in the first place? Thank you. Fucking asshole. So I'm in there, and I know this from previous experience, because I've been going to this fucking place for fucking years now, so I got my fucking book, and I got my phone and shit, and all the while, you know, me and the girl are texting back and forth, and she will be on Friday's show. She was going to come on tonight, but she doesn't get off work till like midnight, so I know you guys didn't want to wait, and he has the day off, so we did an early show, but yeah, Friday she'll be on, and then next week... Her brother is going to actually come on the show, and that's a whole nother story.
Huh.
I'll just tell you now, he's 17, he's outwardly gay, and he lives in the Flathead Valley with us.
Wow.
He's cool as fuck, though. Like, I dig him. He's a cool kid.
Did you meet him?
Yeah, I've hung
when
out
did
with
you meet him,
him and her. That day, after work, I went and hung out with them for a little bit before I came home and slept.
Oh.
But yeah, he's cool. So I just wanted to bring him on the show to kind of... talk to him about what it's like being openly gay and that young in this valley, because this valley is totally not, like, open to that kind of
not
shit.
Not at all.
If you're black or gay, like, people sneer. So I just want to talk to him, and he seemed like a cool kid, so he'd be fun to kind of have on the show and stuff. So I'm sitting there and I'm fucking reading my book and shit, and, you know, half hour goes by and, you know, they're calling in people, and I'm just watching all these people walk in like I do every time I'm there, and it's just the saddest fucking people, and I know because
just
I was
judging
one of
everyone
them.
Everyone you see
and
come in.
I still am. If I didn't take way less than what they told me to take, I'd be out every time I'm supposed to have another appointment, but I have like a little stockpile going on because I take like half of what they want me to take. They're like, yeah. Oh, you still have cravings? Take more. I'm like, yeah. Oh, cool. Let me take more, please. It's ridiculous. So the lady comes out and she's like, come on, Matthew. And I'm like, okay. And I fucking follow her and she puts me in the room. Have you been being good? Have you been shooting up? And I'm like, nope, been good, been totally clean. She's like, all right, let me take your blood pressure. And I lift up my sleeve and she's like, yep. Looks like you're still doing good. I'm like, yeah, I told you. And, you know, because I guess she could tell if I had been recently doing it because there would be little puncture marks or whatever. Yeah. I don't know. So she does that, and she's like, all right, the doctor will be in with you. And I'm just kind of looking around, and I'm reading. And there's a little pamphlet on the thing. Ask your doctor about medical marijuana.
Really?
And I'm like, ha!
I might just do that.
I should actually fucking do that. So I totally fucking wait there another, like, half hour in the room, the doctor's room. Like, an hour waiting room, obviously.
Right. And then in the actual doctor's room.
Why do you call that a waiting room?
Oh, because you wait in there?
Oh, that's...
Because when I got into the doctor's room, I was waiting in there longer.
That's so awesome. Yeah, so, and then I'm waiting in the actual doctor's room for, like, another fucking half hour. And he comes in, and my doctor, he's cool as fuck, and he's got MS, so he doesn't remember stuff, which is why I got out of having to go to those classes, because remember when they caught me and they're like, if you want us to continue doing this, we'll give you one more chance, but you have to go to these chemical dependency classes and shit. And I totally didn't do it, and I was just like, I'll just tell him I didn't have time or something. And he comes in the last time I saw him, not what I'm talking about, but the time before that. And he's like, oh, I totally forgot to dictate our last visit. So what are we doing? And I'm just like, well, we're not asking me if I went to chemical dependency. I'll tell you what, we're not fucking doing. Yeah. No, I totally did not bring it up. He didn't bring it up, so I skated by on that, luckily.
Nice,
but
close.
Then that was the time where I'm like, all right, I can't do this anymore. Because, I was doing it every now and then because I could get away. But, yeah, now, and I don't even have the urge to anymore. So,
are you sure about that?
Yeah, like, totally. Really? I could have the other day, and I didn't. So
you aren't just sitting there, and then you just start thinking about it?
No, and that's the weird thing. Because
it used to be like that all the time.
I would totally just be thinking about it, and then I couldn't stop thinking about it until I actually went and did
it. Well, that was what you're saying was the problem of stopping is because once it goes into your mind, you can't stop.
I think a lot of it is now because I know that if I do, like...
Right, if you do it, you're fucked.
I know I could get away with it because I know when my next appointment is.
Yeah.
And I know that if they randomly called me and was like, we need you to come in for a drug test, I can just not answer the phone. Like,
right.
It's just in my mind that, like, I'm totally good with that part of my life. I've spent 10 years... plus fucking with it, like, it's done now, like, for sure. So, and that's weird. Ever since then, like, I haven't really been craving it at all. Like, it could be in front of me and I'd probably want to, but if it's not and I'm just not thinking about it, like, I'm good to go. So I grabbed the medical marijuana pamphlet. I'm like, so are you the doctor I need to talk to about this? And he's like, no, actually, I'm totally against that. And I'm like, well, why is it in here? And he's like, well, we share an office, you know, the whole thing. So it's not just his room. Like, all the doctors in that place, there's like 10 or 12 of them that sell fucking pills, opiates. They're all pain doctors.
They're all drug dealers.
Pain doctors, a.k.a. opiate dealers, you know. So they all share the room. And I guess he is one of the doctors that's totally not about that. And so we get into this huge, like, discussion. We're not talking anything about what I'm in there for. Like, he's, you know, writing the prescription shit, and we're just talking back and forth about it, and he's stating his things, and he says it's better for patients that have pain to be treated with painkillers. And I'm like, how can you say that when you could give them some weed. Granted, some of the people need painkillers, but some of them you could get by on just weed and shit. And he's
and
like,
you
"Well,
won't be addicted
it's
to
just as addictive." And I'm like, "Are you serious?" So we get into this big discussion.
You're like, "I smoke weed. I know."
At the end of the discussion, he's like, "You made some really good points, and I totally can see what you're saying." Wow. Just for me personally, I can't be the doctor that's going to start prescribing it. And I can understand that. He's been against it for so long. He's not going to all of a sudden, because one of his fucking junkie patients convinced him that, oh, maybe weed's not addictive. And I told him,
dude, doesn't affect him in any way.
I did these pills for this long, and I stopped doing them, and I got sick as fuck. And I'm like, dude, I've been smoking weed since I was like 14, 15 years old, and I've stopped it so many times with not even a problem. And he's like, well, they get moody and headaches and this. I'm like, not one problem. And we start, you know, we're talking like he's a human being, not just some dickhead fucking doctor.
Yeah,
and
you're actually having a conversation.
Right,
with
maybe because he has MS, he's more understanding, whereas a doctor that's never been through any of that stuff is totally not. But, yeah, like, he saw things my way and totally agreed, which was kind of crazy that he's got a PhD and I have no degree at all.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, convincing him. So at the end of it, I'm like, so will you give me a card for it? And he's like, no.
No.
Oh, cool.
A friend of mine, actually, I've talked about this before, but I have a friend that works at the hospital, and he was telling me about the medical marijuana, and, like, he was always saying that there's, like, two out of, like, the 20 different doctors in the whole, you know, hospital district, because there's more, it's a bunch of different buildings that specialize in a bunch of different things. And he's saying out of, like, the 20-some doctors that can give you the card so you can have medical marijuana, only two of them you should go to.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because the other two will probably just turn you down. They're licensed to give it to you, but they don't want
to. Well, why would, if you're a doctor, why would you go through all of the shit to get licensed to do it and then not do it?
Because I think it raises their pay grade also.
Even if you're not doing it?
Well, I don't know.
Because we got into that discussion too about how it's all just the pill companies don't want you to do this. They want you to sell their pills.
Right,
and
they just want you to sell
the pills. And he was like, yeah, I totally agree. We get big cash, you know, kickbacks for
each the more pills you sell, the more money you make.
And then so we started talking to him. I was talking to him about how it sucks. It's weird that there's each doctor is allowed, say, 30 patients to be on Suboxone at one time. And then after 1 year or 2 years, they can go up to 100, and that's where it tops off at. Once you're at 100 patients, you can no longer prescribe any more until, let's say, one patient drops off, then you can get one more. So I'm like, is it weird to you that they put a limit on the drug they're using to get people off of the drugs? You can only treat 100 people, but you can treat as many people as you want with the actual opiate painkillers in the first place. He could have 1,000, he could have 10,000 patients on OxyContin, but only 100 on the Suboxone. So I asked him, I'm like, how does that work out then when it comes time to get the people off the painkillers? They just have to wait? And he's like, yeah, that's just how the law is.
I mean, I guess that kind of makes sense in the fact that the painkiller companies make more money that way. But
there's a company manufacturing the Suboxone in the first place.
Yeah, the same people pretty much, so I don't see why it matters. I mean, if you can have, you should be able to have as many people on the Suboxone as you do on the Oxy or whatever. Because either way, they're still spending money on that freaking drug. It's just money isn't actually getting them high anymore.
It just kind of blew my mind a little bit that you can have 1,000 people plus on the painkillers, but only this amount on the shit to get them off of the painkillers.
Which doesn't do anything except not want you to do the drug.
Right. It almost seems like it should be the other way around.
Exactly.
It just seemed weird. If we're recognizing,
but they don't make as much money the other way
around. Exactly. And that's why it comes down to. That's why we treat symptoms instead of cure problems. You know, it's all about money. But it seemed totally fucked up that you can do something like that in the society that we're living in today, where this problem is being treated as a disease and not just a criminal offense. Like, oh, you're a drug addict, you're a criminal. Instead
well, not
of,
even
oh,
a disease.
You're a
this
drug
a
addict,
problem.
You have a fucking health problem.
Yeah, I wouldn't even consider it a problem. Or a disease.
It's a huge fucking
well, no,
problem.
I don't consider it a disease. It's just a problem that people can develop.
Right,
I mean,
but it's a fucking, it's a mental thing and right. a physical thing. It
they
just
don't
seems,
take it seriously.
Yeah, it
no.
just, it seems totally backwards, but it's yeah. all driven by fucking money. Well, so yeah. what do you do? So, yeah, that was that. And like I was saying, tonight she gets off work at like midnight or 12:30. She closes. So we're going to get the show done. I'm going to take you home. I'm going to come back up here and she's going to meet me up here and hopefully everything will go well. I might have a Valentine for Valentine's Day.
Whoa.
I know. That's so crazy. And, oh, another thing. So I'm talking to her brother before we get into this shit. And she had mentioned it, and I didn't know if it was true or not, but she was, when we were talking to each other, when we were just sitting on the couch, she was saying how she used to be a model and do all this stuff, and I thought maybe she was just talking shit, like, oh, yeah, I used to be a model, too. Like,
right.
Right. So then today, I'm talking to her little brother, the one that is going to be on the show next week, and he's, like, sending me these pictures of when she used to be a model.
Huh.
And the dude's name was, like, John Casablanca or whatever.
Casablanca?
Something like that. Yeah, I don't know. But, wow, dude. Like, these pictures are, like, 8 years old before she got all her face piercings and shit. Mm-hmm. And holy Christ, dude. Just, wow. You know? Like, mind blow. It was crazy. And that kind of made me feel better about it. Because I hate people that are, like, I have to build myself up with all this fake shit so you'll like me.
Right.
It's like, I'll like you because you're you, not because...
Not because of all this fake shit that isn't
right.
actually you.
Because you made up some bullshit about how you used to be a model and shit. It's like, you're already at my house. I think we're past that part
yeah.
of trying to be impressive and stuff. So that made me feel better about it, that like she wasn't. Because I didn't want to ask her and be like, were you lying? Or, you know, because that sounds really stupid.
Yeah, and
like,
then they like...
I want to believe her and shit. Yeah. Yeah, so then when he sent that, and I'm like, the whole time I'm driving back from Libby, I'm just looking at these pictures, and I'm just like, God damn it, I'm going to crash.
I'm going to crash.
So, Paulo sent us in this little interesting thing called Passion for Christ Movement, P4CM.
pee for CM.
Hey, I pee.
What?
I don't pee for me.
I pee for CM.
Yeah. Holla. And, Passion for Christ Movement. Basically, this is the most ridiculous thing I've seen on the internet all week, so far. Yeah, I don't want to put a cap on that, because
right.
the week is far from
no,
being over.
We're just in the middle of it.
Right, especially in internet time. Like,
internet time is totally different.
There could be something right now that just blows this
yeah,
out of the water. But basically, these are the hardcore Christians, I guess you could call them, and... They made these shirts, and all of the shirts say X something, like EX.
Right.
So let's
like,
say...
meaning
you
you're not doing it anymore?
Right. X, I'm not doing it with
like
you anymore.
Like X-druggy?
Right. For instance, X-masturbator.
Right.
X-diva.
Why would you ever be an X-masturbator?
Because I found Christ, and Christ gives me the sexual satisfaction I need. So I don't
Christ
have...
Christ gives me an orgasm, so I don't have to masturbate.
Christ actually jerks me off, so
wow.
I don't have to do it. Because masturbating is a sin.
So it's like...
So
just,
if Christ actually jerks you off, it's not
it's
a sin.
Okay.
It's just gay J-O.
Yeah, it's just
gay. Hey, I go J-O for J-C.
Yep.
That's going to be the next
what
shirt.
Would J-C do? Yeah.
X-J-O. Oh, God. And I guess they're selling a bunch of these. I mean, it's that whole idea of what Cartman did with Faith Plus One.
Right.
If you appeal to this audience because of how they are, they will buy it, whether
yeah.
or not they like what you're doing or not. So, ex-masturbator, ex-diva, ex-hypocrite, which is weird. Because
you're definitely not an ex-hypocrite.
Right, all of them would be that except
for... It should say current hypocrite.
And then I like this one. There's a picture of a black dude. Guess what his shirt says? Ex-slave.
What?
And you...
Ex-slave?
You, hey, Jesus!
Oh, my
you
God.
You picked a black guy to model that shirt?
Yeah. Well, he's the only one...
He,
that- White people weren't slaves.
The black guy couldn't have been the ex-fornicator or the ex-hypocrite or the ex-masturbator. He had to be the ex-slave.
Who else would have been the ex-slave? Not the white people?
It should have been.
They weren't slaves.
They're slaves in Satan.
Okay. They're Satan's slaves.
That's right. Just seemed really weird to me. So I'm just going to read a little bit here. Yeah, we said it. Ellipsis.
We said it.
Hey, I used to be a slave. Well, not me personally, but my ancestors.
My people.
My African brothers used to be slaves, but not anymore. We're ex-slaves.
Right.
Yeah, we said it. Nobody talks about it, but most people have done it or are still doing it. Like right now. It seems to be a rite of passage for both girls and guys into the world of sex. Or is it a rite of passage?
Not really.
It's just kind of, you just start doing it one day. Your dick gets hard and you're like, what's that? And you play with it enough and it fucking comes, but obviously.
You just reach the maturity level of where that's a desire now.
Exactly. It's not, I don't know.
Because before that point,
maybe that's what a rite of passage is.
Yeah, I don't know.
For both girls and guys into the world of sex, some say masturbation is not a sin. Some say skateboarding is not a crime. They are both wrong. But is it really okay in the eyes of God? Is that ironic to be a black guy? Is that weird to be a black guy and wear a shirt that says ex-slave?
I don't know.
Ask
a black guy.
I can't get over that. check out the P4CM TV as people from the movement give you some live, uncut, uncensored JC behind-the-scenes footage of the movement. Get an inside look of what goes down after church. Mm. Hey, hold on. What goes down after church? Altar boys! Come on! Boom, boom, boom!
It would have been more funny if you wouldn't have done the boom, boom, boom.
That's a joke.
Can we do these now? They're just sitting here.
Oh, alright. Hold on.
Cheers, fuckface.
Cheers, fuckface.
Oh, shit. Is that your serious face? You can't.
Sorry, guys. I don't drink. Gross.
You've had enough so far that I would think you could do it.
Doesn't mean I fucking like it. Okay, so, you know, get an inside look of what goes down after church. This reminds me like Girls Gone Wild, but it's like altar boys and
priests
gone wild.
Altar boys gone wild.
They're like that cheesy Caribbean music. Doo, 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 and he's all got his offering crackers and the chalice with the wine. Yeah. I mean, sorry, with the blood of Jesus in it.
Christ.
Because we're vampires, right? Christians are vampires because we
se.
Drink.
We're per vampires se. Per se.
It's actually Clamato.
Right.
Get a blah, blah, blah. In this episode, we discuss the new ex-masturbator shirt. So they actually do a little podcast. When God wants to take his message of deliverance across the globe. Is that really? Is that the message God has that you're just gonna squeal like a pig?
Squeal like a pig!
Woo!
Squeal for me.
Yeah. There is no stopping him, much like there is no stopping a rapist when he wants to take his message of deliverance across your poor white ass.
Well, when you want to fuck a girl and she says no, what else do?
You fuck a dude.
No. You fuck her anyway.
You fuck her anyway, yeah. Absolutely. Blah, blah, blah. X shirts. It's a whole thing. Like, all these different things that you used to be, but you're not anymore. Mine would say X fatty or something.
Right.
One of the fastest growing Christian hip hop magazines in the U.S.
Christian hip hop.
Right.
That's like Christian death metal.
Like, yo, I'm rolling down
where my
the
Jesus
altar.
At? Yeah. Where my
G's at? My Jesus.
Yeah.
When I say G, you say Zeus. G.
Zeus.
G.
Zeus.
When I say come, you say union. Come.
Union.
I could totally be a fucking a down a south Christian rapper. Yeah. Like DC Talk. My mom, a long time ago when I started listening to like real music, she was, you know, in going to church and all that, so she wanted me to listen to Christian music. So she brought me two tapes, right? Okay.
I think I might have heard this one.
Maybe, yeah. The first one was DC Talk, which is Christian rap.
Right.
White dudes. No big deal.
No big deal.
At all. Like, really, no big deal. I think I've given away more of our product records than I have, than they've sold.
I wish I could remember his name now, but I know there's this one Christian rapper from Canada that came to Kalispell and, like, toured around all the churches.
Really?
Yeah, he was
Did he start and end at the Fresh Life Church?
No.
I heard that place is fresh, yo.
It's Fresh Life.
F-R-E-S-H, favorite fresh.
Fresh.
And Audio Adrenaline was the other one. And they were kind of a hard rock, excuse my face, metal-ish Christian band.
Huh. Jesus! You died on the cross for our sins! You died on the cross for our sins! Jesus! Jesus!
Just like See, that. I could also do Christian metal. I'm a jack of many trades.
Yeah, jack of all.
Some. So... also, hit up their new article. We say hit up instead of look at because, you know, we're G's.
We're
sus,
cool.
Right.
That's the cool way to say it.
Quote, masturbation. It breaks down the lies behind masturbation. Explains how this is actually a sin. Do you masturbate?
Yes.
Sinner.
Do you masturbate?
Oh, yeah.
Sinner.
I masturbate thinking of Jesus.
That's dirty.
That's his message.
You're supposed to love
Deliverance.
Jesus, not be in love
I'm
with
like,
Jesus.
I'm like, oh, squeal, Jesus, squeal, and then I fucking bow.
It kind of sounds like you're, like, in love with Jesus. Not
like those other,
just...
those that one religion, the Jesus lovers, that are like, oh, I'm going to fuck you for Jesus. Those people are ridiculous.
You're supposed to love Jesus, you just can't be in love with Jesus.
Right. Different
you got to tell the
Which
difference.
Is weird that, like, this religion's asking you to love a dude. And
you
then,
can love
but
him,
then...
you just can't make love.
But it doesn't matter. Then they're like, oh, but don't be gay because gay is a sin. But hey, you have to love Jesus. Hey, was Jesus a dude? Yeah, he was. Okay, just checking.
Just wanted to make sure.
Cool. We pray that you'll join us in breaking the silence on an issue that has stayed silent for too long. I agree. Masturbation
has been silent
for far too long. Be the first to boldly rock your ex-masturbator shirt, and let's change the world, baby! Exclamation point. I'm gonna wear this shirt that says I don't jerk it anymore, and I'm gonna change the world.
The whole world.
Right, people are gonna see that, and they're gonna be like, that is fresh.
I'm an ex-masturbator, too.
That shit is F-R-E-S-H, fresh. Where can I get that?
The Fresh Life Church.
TheJaml.com/donate. Be the first to boldly rock your ex-masturbator shirt, and let's change the world, baby. Drink. No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
Feel free to share your thoughts, testimony, or any other comments, blah, blah, blah. And then there's a bunch of fucking pictures of these black dudes and these Chinese chicks and these dudes wearing their ex-diva, ex-atheist, ex-hypocrite, ex-fornicator shirts.
Ex-slave.
Ex-homosexual shirts.
Ex-human being.
That's awesome. How much dick...
I want that... I hope they make an ex-pedophile shirt, because I want to see one of those.
Yes! Could you just, like, straight up fucking wear that shit? Like, just no problem?
Whatever.
Like, hey, I used to be a pedophile, but I asked God...
I'm done.
I told God I was sorry.
I asked God for forgiveness, and he gave it to me.
I actually fucked Jesus when Jesus was, like, 3, so...
Yeah, so that's... Yeah.
But hey... I apologize. I've seen the error of my ways. I'm good to go.
We're good.
So, don't be deceived. Brayden, don't be deceived.
I won't be.
There are things in our culture that are deceiving us, Brayden.
Such as?
TheJamhole.com. No.
That one never deceived you.
Never.
Ever.
Such as this website. For one, it's pleasurable to us, masturbation.
Well, yeah.
For two... Because the majority of people are doing it, and therefore we don't believe God when he says it's wicked, even though, hey, who gave us a penis?
God.
Who gave us a hand?
God. Who gave us the ability to wrap our hand to around go like our this. Penis?
God also did.
See? Now sucking your own cock. That would be a sin. Now
because
ask me why.
Because you're not supposed to be able to.
Now you can you?
I mean, some people maybe can, but if
I can't.
I fucking can't.
Because it's a sin.
Exactly.
Paul tells Paul tells the church not to be deceived. The sexually immoral, greedy thieves, the drunkards, the swindlers, and even cowards will not, nay, they will not inherit the kingdom of God. We cannot let anyone deceive us into thinking that if we do these things, it is okay with God. The same God that gave us the hand and the cock with which to jerk it. Nay,
with?
That is not okay. It is not at all. Not our mama, because this is a hip-hop site.
Right.
Not our mama, our daddy, significant other, Beyonce, Jay-Z, Rihanna, Game, or ourselves. No, he was not in there, maybe that's okay.
All right.
God tells us plainly to let no one deceive us with empty words. No one! Don't deceive me with your empty words, serpent.
Now when you fluck your tongue at me like that, I won't.
Listen, as Pastor Cox explains...
Excuse me?
Your name's Pastor Cox?
Pastor Cox.
Hey, can you pass the Cox?
Yeah.
Like, really?
Where's Pastor Cox
hey,
at?
Hey, I'm ex-masturbator. My name's Pastor Cox.
Yeah.
That's awesome. First name, Jack. He explains how we can have such a high potential of letting what we feel is right in our minds become what we think is actually right. A little something we like to call self-rationalization. Hey, you can go ahead and get those pills and get high. It's all good.
Yep.
Because if you don't, you're not going to get anything done anyway.
Right. Might They're only going to help you.
It only helps.
Yeah.
Hey, a company manufactured those pills for you.
Just for you.
Hey, if you don't do them, some poor kid's going to do them. You don't want that.
You don't want kids doing drugs.
You can't have that.
You better be buying all those drugs so the kids aren't getting them.
But also, how can we begin to stand firm on God's word? You know what God's word is?
What's the word?
Bird is actually God's word.
Is that
God's
word?
That's it.
Do the bird and God have the same word?
Possibly. So yeah, I'll throw a link to this on the show notes if you guys want to check out the P4CM, Passion for Christ Movement.
Well, we better get moving along because we're at an
hour.
Oh,
Christ. All right, let's do a little Fuck My Life.
Christ, for sure.
Today! 406-204-4687. Today, I was running to the bus stop to catch the bus.
You're running? Squeaking
run,
your couch.
Run, Forrest, run! Fuck you, nigga!
Life's like a box of chocolates.
The bus driver smiled, waved.
Hey.
And drove away without letting me get on. Fuck my life. You're like
sucks.
Running. He like
he
opens.
Sure.
He opens the door, and
but
you're
doesn't
like,
stop.
Yeah. No, he still stopped. Oh. You're running. He fucking opens the door, and like right as you get to the back,
closes
of the bus,
it.
He just leaves it open
off.
And rolls.
Yep.
Later, dude. Today, I turned on my camera to find pictures of my dad's secretary giving him a blowjob.
Is your dad Bill Clinton?
You may think that is where the fuck my life is. Nay, it is not. Minutes later, I hear a scream from another room as my 12-year-old sister discovers similar pictures on her camera.
Huh.
Mom and dad say it's no big deal.
No big deal.
Fuck my life. Because actually, if you wouldn't have screamed and dropped the camera, if you would have kept going, you would have found pictures of your dad, your mom, and the secretary.
And right.
Right. Today, I took a big sip of water while on a bus. It went down the same bus that was run. Oh, please. All right, I'll take one more and then that is it because I'm kind of drunk. The same bus that was running away from the kid, right. It went down the wrong pipe, causing me to cough loudly. The old woman sitting across from me
you
asked...
You gotta take another after this. This is all
Are
left.
We gonna finish
we
that?
We can totally finish it.
Fuck my life. All right. Right, so the old woman sitting across from me asked if I was okay. Jokingly, I said, yeah, just dying. She replied, you too, huh? Fuck my life.
Fuck my life.
That's awesome. Some old lady.
You too, huh?
Me too. Some of us quicker than others, yeah, but okay.
It's kind of her time and not so much his, but, you know, whatever. Are you going to chase it with some Rockstar?
I'm going to try. It's probably going to ruin Rockstar for me for the rest of my life.
You did it with the Jameson, I believe.
I did, but Jameson is a lot nicer than
Jamie
Jack.
Jamie is a little nicer than
I would
than
rather
Jack.
Hang out with Jamie than with Jack. Jack's kind of a dick.
Yeah, he's all right.
Oh, God.
Cheers, fuckface.
Cheers, fuckface. Blah, blah, blah. Ooh, that did not actually help.
No.
No.
The Coke is way better because it totally neutralizes the taste right after.
It's because the ingredients in Coke get in there with the Jack and it just like eats
fucking
it
fucking destroys it.
It's like, I'm Coca-Cola, bitch! Boom!
Boom!
Jack's rolling in back in the 9mm. Yeah. Coke rolls in with dual fucking Deagle 45s. Yeah. Fucking yeah, bitch!
What's up?
Oh, God, that was a good idea.
Yeah.
Today, my inebriated boyfriend and I were having sex. He rolls off of me without finishing and says, quote, I'm bored. Fuck my life.
That sucks.
If you're bored having sex, I don't think you're doing it right.
If you're bored having sex, you're either not doing it right or nothing is fun for
you.
Or
you do it just way too much.
Right,
like a porn star I could see would get bored having sex.
Having sex in just so you can get a paycheck.
Just my 9-to-5 business as usual.
every morning at 9, I gotta show up to work.
Oh, fucking punch in, fucking boom.
Fucking punch in, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know.
Today, my airline lost my luggage when I flew back from France. They also lost my luggage when I flew to France. Fuck my life. Mm. That's awesome. Like, you get to France, your shit's just gone.
Yep, and then you get back.
You get to France, sans all of your shit. So you buy all new shit. And you're like, cool, now I'll have some all new shit when I get back home. They fucking lose it when you get home. Yep. So now you're sans shit. Ugh, that sucks.
It's like, I just bought...
Thanks, airlines, that I just paid $1,000 for a round-trip fucking ticket
for. And you lose my luggage twice, which cost me $1,000 each time.
Appreciate it, guys. Appreciate it. Today, I was teaching swim lessons. I got felt up by a 6-year-old boy. 3 times! Fuck my life.
Excuse me, wait. Start that whole one over.
Today.
Okay.
As we all know, all of these start with today.
As in now.
And end with FML. Fuck my life.
I know that.
I was teaching swim lessons. I'm a chick, probably. Mm-hmm. Mid-30s, early 40s.
Right.
I got felt up by a 6-year-old boy. 3 times!
How did you let him the 2 other times?
Well, 3rd time's a charm.
But
and
the first
I was...
time I can understand because maybe he snuck
he's
up on
swimming,
you.
He's
swimming.
He's like,
oh, whoops.
But then, like, I don't know.
The other 2 times.
Ask me how.
How?
He was doing the breaststroke.
Oh!
Boom!
And I was his teacher.
That's right.
I taught him how to do the
breaststroke. All
right, now I'm drunk. Okay. Well, we still got at least one more each.
All right. Today, in biology class, I kept seeing a fly mosquito buzzing past my face, and I kept trying to swat at it, .. only to realize that it was a ceiling sprinkler that was about 10 feet away. I have no depth perception. Fuck my life.
Yeah.
All these fucking jacks
fucking
on the ceiling.
Everywhere.
God.
They're right in my face. They're, like, attacking
Weird.
Me.
Today, I was singing to my cat. And she reached up and put her paw over my mouth. Fuck my life. Today I got up at 5 a.m., brushed my teeth, shaved, and showered to get ready for work, only to step barefoot in a huge pile of dog crap in the middle of my living room floor. I actually don't own a dog. Fuck my life.
Does that really say that? What? Yeah, fuck your life.
Do you have any children? Yeah. Like, where...
That where did that shit come from?
Probably, sometime between the time your wife found out you were cheating on her with the secretary.
Right, that was your wife's shit.
Right. Good luck.
Enjoy cleaning that up.
Fuck your life. Today I went on a first date with an Egyptian-Cuban sorority girl. I asked her what language she was brought up speaking. She said that her mom spoke to her in Spanish, but that she only ever replied in English. I said, oh, kind of like Chewbacca and Han Solo. Fuck my life.
Fuck my life.
Because they're hairy.
Right.
That's funny. Today I okay. My monitor's... Today I realized that I know more about Paris Hilton's cervix than how my government is run. Fuck my life. Mm. That's sad.
That is sad.
That is so sad. Last one. Today, my friend's son asked me how much Coke costs in this place. I told him about a dollar. He said, wow, that's really cheap for blow. He's 10. Fuck my life.
About a dollar? For how much?
Your kid's
friend is 10.
They're gonna be good friends.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Get along. I bet you're gonna want that kid hanging out with him all the time.
Yes. Only if he brings blow.
Right. And he hangs out with you too.
Right. Share and share alike.
Share the wealth.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
How many days has it been since your last confession, my son?
El doce, Father.
You may confess, my son.
Just give me a chance to prove who I really am to you, Father.
Who are you?
Please.
I don't even know who you are.
Post MSN Addy, and I'll tell you what sex feels like.
God_999@hotmail.com
Oh, man. I don't understand that. If you're trolling for tail on MSN, like, do you know what sex feels like? Yeah. Actually, I'll tell you what I think sex feels like now, and then you tell me what you think sex feels like,
and then we'll compare notes.
Yes. Thank you. It looked like it was where my hand landed. I'm good.
Do the sobriety test for me. Put your finger on the tip of your nose.
Ow. Father.
Ow.
Father.
Yes, my son.
If I asked you to, would you drop it all and come here?
I drop it like it's hot.
Not that that plan is flawed at all. ...
Ellipsis.
Ellipsis. Mitsubishi ellipsis. Oh, this is more fun when I'm drunk.
Yeah, I agree.
Father?
Yes, my son.
I love to dirty talk.
I like it too.
It gets Father?
Yes.
Pardon? It gets me it gets me so hot. I love to text it. I am it. Do
you
it
like
on
the
phone.
Sex
do it
sex
on the
texting.
Do it on the phone and in person. Actually not so much in person, but the other ones I'm
right,
good to go.
For sure.
Cause like once they see me, it's not sexy anymore.
No.
It is literally dirty talk, because that's dirty.
Yeah.
Father.
Yes, my son.
I just want a best friend to tell everything to.
I can be your best friend, my son.
Okay. I feel like this site is too much of my life, Father.
You need to get away from that site, my son.
Father, I'm on the phone with this kid. His name's Chris.
Say hi to him for me.
He's gay.
Excuse me?
Can I actually retract that sentence?
Just back that up.
Right.
Back that thing up.
He's gay. He works at Anna's Pizza because his dad owns the place.
You need to tell him to come post a confession.
He's a big fat kid.
Oh.
He's awesome. I'll never tell you I love you, Father.
I love you.
I love Jesus.
Hey,
I'm an ex-fornicator.
We don't pick favorites here.
Hey, Father. Nice ex-pedophile shirt.
Yeah, thanks.
I'll never tell you I love you, Father, because I know that you don't want to hear it. I learned that last Tuesday night when I told you I loved you. You're like, honey, I love you. And she's like, yeah, I kind of just want to be single.
Yeah, I'm good.
You know what that's from?
No.
This girl's last relationship.
What? No way.
Excuse me. So she's been single for like 6 months, right?
Yeah.
Before that, she was dating this dude that worked at Anna's. He was a driver like I was, mm-hmm. or like I am, he was.
Is it anyone I know?
I don't know. Jake? That kid Jake? That
with
works
the big
there?
Gauges?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? He's like, I love you. And she's like, yeah, I just want to be single now. Oh, yeah. Oh, I love it. Hey.
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 412-720-9660. Father, I'd just like someone to talk to.
I'll call you.
I'm just too afraid to answer calls. For now.
I'll leave you a message.
If you want someone to fucking talk to, you gotta pick up the phone. You can't. Okay, ready? I just pooped.
How did...
Okay. Father,
yes.
I think you're avoiding me, and it pisses me off.
I'm here for you.
I just love our empty, imaginary internet relationship.
It's more spiritual than internet.
You should have known that an internet relationship is going to be empty, imaginary, and fucking just ridiculously stupid.
Right, because it's, you know.
Because you... A relationship means you actually need to be able to touch the person.
Right, like physical look, reality.
Like, I don't know if you know this or not, but looking into somebody's eyes in person is just a little bit different than
looking at their picture.
Well, I'm just saying, webcam. Then, like, say you're on cam like this. I can look into your eyes.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking into yours. Eh.
But it's not the same.
No, not at
like,
all.
You need to...
Like, I can look into your eyes here, or I can look into your eyes right here, and it's so much different.
Right?
Totally.
Alright, last one for tonight, and then we'll do some news for episode 150! Pour another shot, son.
Alright.
Finish that shit. Don't spill it on my mouse pad.
I'll try not to.
I often wonder, Father...
Yes, my son? Here's your shot.
I often wonder what sex feels like. For a dude, like, it hurts because you're putting it... Oh, wait, you mean like if the dude's fucking the... Okay, feels good. I've asked all of my male friends, even ex-boyfriends, and they all say the same thing. What do you think they say? What does sex feel like?
Like warm apple pie.
No, it feels good, actually. Okay. They all say the same thing.
I was thinking of American Pie.
Good.
Good.
Hey.
Feels like fucking...
Hey, male friend of mine, what does sex feel like?
Good.
Hey, ex-boyfriend of mine, what does sex feel like?
Warm apple pie.
No. They all say the same thing. Good. Good. All right, let's try that again.
Okay.
Hey, male friend of mine, what does sex feel like?
Like, it feels good.
Hey, ex-boyfriend of mine.
What's up?
What does sex feel like?
Pretty fucking good.
With you, not so good, but with other chicks, totally
good.
Well,
it kind of burns now.
Hey, Dad. Oh. Hey, Dad, what does...
It kind of burns, though.
Hey, Dad, what does sex feel like?
I'm dried out because your mother's old now.
Oh. What does sex feel like not with my mom? Feels good!
Feels good because I'm cheating on her behind her back. Feels, it's got that extra rush to it because you're not supposed to be doing it because
right,
you're married.
Because I'm fucking you in my wife's bed.
Yep, in your ass.
Okay, yeah, but ... Really? Question mark. What's it feel like?
Good.
To all you non-virgin men, ellipsis, what's it feel like? Question mark.
I'm going to answer that for you right now.
Hey, you can AIM Breezy 0813
I
with
might.
The answer.
I will.
I might. I'll be like, hey, you want a cyber sex? Because that feels just as good.
Yep.
No. The only thing is you got to put fingers in your twat. Twat?
Twat, twat? Pardon? I couldn't hear you.
Pardon? What does sex feel like for you, Braden?
Feels pretty awesome.
I know. It's just that rush because you know you're doing something you shouldn't be doing.
Right.
They're tied up and like...
I know. And she's... The handcuffs. She's fucking... Oh, she can't get away.
Splash him on the face with water to make him
wake
up.
She doesn't even know that she's only going to be alive for another few minutes.
What's really fun is that when you start fucking them when they're passed out and then they come to like halfway in...
Right.
That shit just gets so tight like all the... Like that.
It's
like,
just like instant.
You're just like, yeah, this is good. Yeah. And they wake up, they're like, and you're like, oh, God,
that's
I just
it.
Came
it's
my
over.
Face off so yep. hard.
And now I'm going to slit your throat.
All right, you ready to do some hair? Let's take another shot. Let's
do some shots first.
Oh, Christ.
We'll do some shots and we'll do some news.
If we pause the show and I leave, it's because I'm throwing
we
up.
We still got this to finish.
Too. I'm not even going to smoke any of that
no?
right now.
Why not?
Cheers. Fuckface.
I like how we chose the Coke and not the shot.
Well, because I don't want to spill the shot.
Right.
Episode 150, everybody. Yep. It's been a slice. Oh, man. I'm totally not driving you. Call it in the air, please, if I can even catch this thing.
Heads. I was taking a drink.
Oh, so. It is absolutely not heads.
Good, because I didn't even want to read first right now.
All
right,
this one is called Boy 10 Hangs Himself in School Bathroom.
Thoughts? I didn't even know you had this story. Fuck.
Mm?
I can't comment on that. You're going to have to read it.
A mother is demanding answers. You know, you'd probably get more answers if you asked nicely rather than
please,
demanding
thank you.
Them. Please, do you have any answers? Steve, I need some fucking answers right fucking now. Oh, God.
Don't throw up.
Pardon, excuse my face. A mother's demanding answers after her 10-year-old son apparently, not saying he did, not saying
allegedly.
He didn't, allegedly,
allegedly,
hanged himself in a bathroom of his U.S. school. Hey, does that mean that boy was hung?
Oh, he was hung like a horse.
Oh, a janitor gave Aquin Lewis CPR after he was found hanging from a hook, but he was declared dead in hospital. You're 10 years old, right? You're in school. Maybe you're the fat kid. Maybe not. I don't know.
How were you fat when you were 10?
Yeah.
Was it rough?
Yeah.
Did you think about killing yourself?
No. Not once.
Not once?
I don't know if maybe that was the Christian upbringing. Like, if you kill
that
yourself,
could be that.
You will burn
you go
in
to hell.
Hell.
Yeah.
Forever.
Right.
Forever. I don't know. But it was never a thought that crossed my mind.
You didn't even think about it.
No, I was just like, you guys are assholes. I'm going to go over here and
screw you
cut
guys.
Myself.
I'm going
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. The youngster was described by neighbors in Evanston, Illinois, as a happy boy who would not have tried to hurt himself. You know, just one time, I would like the neighbors to be honest. Just be like, yeah, he was a depressed fat kid. We totally saw that coming.
We knew he was going to kill himself.
Every time. It's like, oh, he was so happy. We would have never expected him
never
to do that.
Never saw that coming.
Really? You never saw that coming when he came home from school with black eyes and cuts all over his arm? You did
and
not.
You made fun of him for being fat.
And he
even.
Was like, hey, mom, here's my suicide note. Okay, honey, that's nice. Like, really? It's always that, and that is so stupid.
Whenever anyone kills themselves, everyone sees it coming except everyone that's involved.
Yeah, like, for the last episode of the Jam Hole, when I fucking kill Brayden and then kill myself, if anybody is like, oh, I can never
see that coming.
I will fucking kill you.
Yeah.
You know.
You will see that coming before anyone.
You mark it in your little fucking task thing on your fucking pocket PZ phone.
Yep.
Last episode of the Jam Hole. Murder suicide. Like, you know it's happening.
It's there.
I hate that. Like, just be honest. What do you have to lose? It's like the neighbors are scared that they're going to be like, yeah, he was kind of a piece of shit. And then your neighbor whose kid it was is going to be like,
did you
fuck it? Well, he was a piece
of
shit.
He was, you're right. You're right. Yeah.
The youngster will, oh, excuse my face, drink. But
fuck,
TV station WBBM TV said the Cook County Medical Examiner's Office has determined the kid killed himself by hanging. How did you determine that, FBI?
They found him hanging? From a fucking noose?
Do we have a COD? No, not yet. This is going to take some testing.
I love it. I love it when they do some news about someone who hung themselves from a noose.
It's so stupid. It's. Well, I'm glad you fucking cleared that up for us, because we were wondering when it said the headline. This one is called "Boy 10 Hangs Himself in School Bathroom." Oh, the cause of death was actually an overdose,
not the noose,
wow.
Which strangled him.
Right,
stopped
the noose,
him from breathing.
The noose.
Yeah, yep.
Initially, police and school officials would only say they believed the death to be an accident. Like,
whoops!
I got this noose. Oops. I got this noose
and I just put it around my neck. I just wanted to see if it was the right size.
I slipped off the chair. It was an accident.
Yeah.
Total accident.
I didn't know.
Oops.
I just wanted to see if it was the right size, you know.
The youngster was reportedly last seen in a hallway heading to a gym class at Oakton Elementary. Actually, that's a lie because he was last seen hanging in the
from
bathroom.
The noose.
Huh?
Ah.
Yes. Quote, you send your child to school. If we went to the bathroom, they always knew where we was and looked for
where
us.
Where we was.
They knew where we was.
They knew where
we was posted up in the bathroom.
For real.
The bathroom. B-A-F-R-O-O-M. That's awesome.
Either that's funny or I'm drunk.
It's like, yeah, he hung himself in the bathroom. They knew where he was in the bathroom. He took too long. Well, he said he had to poop.
Yep. Pooping takes a while.
His mother, Angel Marshall, said, quote,
oh, man. Angel was her name? I used to know a girl named Angel.
Was she a whore?
Yep.
Yeah. I know he was unaccounted for. You send your child to school, if you're good. If we went to the bathroom, they always knew where we was and looked for us.
They knew where we was.
He is there too long was, such as. She said she...
For instance.
Okay. She said she'd been told...
this show just gonna be a mess?
Yeah. Okay. She said she'd be told little by the authorities. Yo, I'd be told little by the authorities.
They never told me where they was is.
I always thought about him going to college. I know I don't have anything. I want my son back, she said. I want my baby back, baby back ribs. That's awesome. What? You're 10 years old, okay? Mind state, 10.
Right, 10. I'm here.
Stop jerking off.
Oh, fuck.
What would have to you? Maybe your home life sucks. I don't know. But what would have to happen that you just hang yourself at school?
See, yeah, that's for... I understand what you... I never would have even thought of that.
10.
Like, killing yourself... I never even would have thought killing yourself was an option at that time. Like, at that time, I never would have thought of killing myself, honestly.
But at 10, though, that seems like, what is the worst problem you have when you're 10? Exactly.
I can't think of
it.
Your mom won't let you play video games.
My wife's leaving me, I'm about to lose my job, I can't pay my mortgage. Yes, you're 10!
What the fuck
did you
gotta
not get
about?
The chocolate snack pack instead of the vanilla? Like, what's the deal, dude? What's wrong?
Wait, how bad could your life be at 10 years old?
I don't understand.
You
that.
Haven't even
10.
Started living yet, honestly.
That's why I said about the fat thing, the only thing I can think of is that kids just picked on him.
Right, because the only thing you have to do in life is go to school. That's
exactly.
The only responsibility you have.
That
go
used to be one of my dad's, before he died, one of his favorite sayings when we were younger and we'd be like, well, you have to. He would always say every time, I don't have to do shit. The only thing I have to do is die.
Your dad would say that?
Every time when we're like, but dad, you have to. I don't have to do shit. The only thing I have to do is die.
And he lived up to that.
Fucking A, 50 years old. I'm almost
That's
there.
That's how old he was when that happened?
When he died, yeah, he died at 50.
Well,
That's
my dad just turned 52.
I know.
If he would have been alive.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm shooting for 50. If I make it past that, I'm
if
good
we
to
can,
go.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's
we
it.
Just need to, we do the show until we're 50, murder, suicide.
Right.
We're done.
Episode...
Fuck, we'll have to figure that out.
Seven, yeah, because
we'll be a few thousand episodes
for sure,
at least
in Amsterdam,
right? Tripping on mushrooms and high as fuck on some chronic.
All right, that is it for that story.
Oh,
what you got for
fuck,
us?
I don't even know if I can read right.
Landmark
now.
Episode 150.
Yeah, this one. Hey,
I'm gonna try and smoke this.
Oh my god, you're gonna get the spins.
It's episode 150, bitches.
You're gonna get the spins like no other. You don't even know. You don't even know. Trust me, you'll laugh. You're gonna get the spins later, and you'll be like, fuck.
"I've already got the spin." So what's the deal?
Serious?
Yeah, I'm good.
Damn. This one is called Cranky Cop in Row Over Krispy Kremes. I guess Matt has nothing to say.
Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme. As in...
Like the
donuts, right. I know that's what you're trying to say.
Oh, fuck my face.
Fuck your life. A Brisbane police officer got into a holy row with Krispy Kreme staff demanding...
Like the donut?
Yeah.
Is what I was trying to
say. Right. So, a Brisbane police officer got into a holy row with Krispy Kreme staff demanding to be served free donuts.
So, you're a cop.
Right. I got
my
badge.
Every morning, you go to Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme, it's my shit. It's
like,
where I
go.
Like,
hey, I want free donuts
this time. I want some fucking donuts.
Because I'm a cop.
Yeah, and you know how I like my donuts.
Fair enough, alright.
You'd think bacon, because I'm a pig, but
right.
No. I would say nay.
That would be cannibalism.
Right.
Actually.
That would be.
So, because he's a cop, he just expects free shit? Like,
I
guess. I go down to 43rd and fucking MLK, and I get free blowjobs from all the hookers. I go to fucking 93rd and MLK, and I get free fucking blow from the drug dealer.
True.
I come here to Krispy Kreme, I expect free donuts.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever gone to Big League Bagels? Like,
yes, Big League Bagels and Deli.
Yes.
Big League. I love that place.
You know, we don't have kind of any donut shops. Like, we have coffee shops, but we don't have any donut shops.
We
exactly.
have a Krispy Kreme here.
We do?
We have a...
No
I've
way.
Seen boxes. Well, then it's a place that sells Krispy Kreme.
Yeah,
donuts.
Definitely. But, like, we don't have a Krispy Kreme.
We don't
Kreme.
Have Dunkin' Donuts.
But
we don't have Winchell's Donuts.
No.
You know that place?
That place...
I loved Winchell's.
That's better than Dunkin' Donuts or... Yeah, that's better than Dunkin' Donuts for sure. But, no, we don't have Dunkin' Donuts, so you can't get Krispy Kremes here like cops like. So, here, they go to Big League Bagels and Delis and
Big
get
League.
Bagel... Blah.
Big League Bagels and Deli Big League.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know her real name.
They get
guys.
The bagels there. But do you think that's just because they're the same shape as donuts? That's what I was
Possibly.
Wondering.
Possibly. Until you eat them, you're like, this isn't a fucking donut.
This isn't a Krispy
what
Kreme.
What the fuck?
Fuck this shit. How many times do you think cops have gotten pissed because they didn't get free bagels?
Daily.
Daily?
Daily.
You think?
Like Carson. Daily.
Carson.
Continue.
You can have a ding for that.
Thank you.
Okay. Shocked customers looked on as the officer argued with staff for several minutes to bid to get his freebies.
Okay.
Before finally storming off empty-handed and non-cinnamon-fingered.
I want to reenact this.
Okay.
You be...
Who am I? Am I the... Who am I?
I was going to let you pick. You
I'll be the dude at the register.
Okay, I'll be the cop.
You're a cop.
All right, fucking door open.
Right. Storm in there with your fucking badge and gun.
Sup?
Hey, Officer Daniels.
I'll take 5 of those jelly donut Krispy Kremes.
That'll be $10.25, sir.
I'm a cop. I get free donuts. I don't know if you know this or not.
Sir, this... You gotta pay like everyone else, sir. This is this
did
is
you
business.
Not did you not hear me the first time I said
sir, I know you're a police officer and you're above the law, but we still have to sell these to you.
I want my donuts now.
I'm sorry, sir, you're either gonna have to pay for your donuts or leave.
Humph. Shrug, I don't believe this. I'm gonna tell my boss. He fucking leaves.
As I dial 911.
Oh, I'm still there. I'm just pissed.
Oh, fuck.
Should we reenact it with props?
Like what? I'll be right back. So, oh my god, it's for real. Is this the murder-suicide that's been waiting to happen right now? Hurry up. I don't think they can hear you, Lone Tear Cat, from here.
I'm so drunk.
Is it
okay?
Empty?
Maybe. Let's try this again.
Play some Russian roulette.
Okay, right.
Oh, it's not a. All right.
So we walk up.
Yep.
I'd like 5 jelly-filled donuts.
All right, that'll be $10.25, Officer Daniels.
Actually, I'm a cop, and I get them for free.
Sorry, sir. You have to pay like everyone else.
What? Give me. The fucking donuts!
I'm sorry, you're gonna have to pay like everyone else, sir. good times. Frankie says, lol, what if it was loaded? It was loaded, actually. You just didn't pull the trigger, is all. Yeah, we don't fuck around. That thing is, there's one in the chamber at all times, my friend.
It would figure just like that.
Just
like, we're
like
not
that.
Even, this isn't
you
even
totally
la-
fucking
celebrating
thought,
yeah. Ep 150.
We're drunk,
fucking, boom,
get fucking live is oh yeah, archive
okay,
and everything.
Continue, please.
I couldn't believe what I was seeing, a witness said. He was quite rude, insisting his donuts should be free. He was so greedy for the donuts, I thought, you swine, get your money out and pay for them like everyone else.
One in the chamber, two in the clip. No, 18 in the clip and one in the hole. Hey, don't worry about me.
Who's that? Come
regulator!
On.
What?
Round up.
What?
It was a clear dark night. Fucking Warren G. Nate
yeah,
Dogg.
Warren G, for sure.
So, because he's a cop, he just
he
automatically
expects
it.
Yeah. This should just be handed to me because I'm an officer.
It wasn't like, thank you, officer, for saving us from the break-in.
Protecting and serving.
Right.
Now, here's some free donuts.
Let me serve you.
Yes. Let me thank you for protecting and serving me. Here's some free donuts.
But he just rolls in and is like, give me some fucking donuts now!
Mm-hmm.
What if he was diabetic?
Well, then I would give him, like, a whole... I'd give
this
him...
This is what I call the fucking the KC special.
The icing on
the
cake?
The Krispy Kreme special. Oh, yeah.
As the icing on the... Holy shit. As the icing on the cake, Krispy Kreme has now decided to stop supplying Brisbane police with leftover donuts.
Oh, snap!
Ooh!
He is going to get his fucking little pig ass beat.
Oh, man.
He gets back to the precinct.
He's getting raped.
And all of his cop bros are like, you did what?
Yep.
They're not going to give us what? No. Fuck.
Fuck
you, motherfucker.
Fuck that.
Yeah, dude.
The junior constable from the city beat unit.
So that's actually a little ironic. You went in there demanding free donuts, and now
you don't get any.
Ever.
No more anytime.
They're like, oh, we'd love to give you those donuts, but remember?
Remember that one.
So
time?
On top of 9/11, they're also gonna remember this.
Right.
Got it.
Okay, that's really, dude?
That's sad.
So, the junior constable from the city beat unit and Adelaide Street was reprimanded for colleagues after the embarrassing scene. Before the incident, officers had been regularly popping in to collect free boxes of leftover donuts at the store in nearby Albert Street at the end of the day.
Like the day old. Well,
yeah, because they can't keep them for the next day. They
right.
Gotta throw them
it's
out.
It's either throw them out and
or
watch,
give them away.
Right, because you can throw them out and watch the junkies dig through them, or you can just
right.
give them to the
or
cops.
Or you can give them to the cops who
and
just
watch,
fucking gobble them up like
right,
pigs.
Like Pac-Man. They, yeah. they lay them out and then he's like, alright, go, fucking
oh, there's the ghost, watch out! Get
only,
the fruit! Get
only
the fruit!
Only if it's a black cop.
Right.
Right, go.
Don't.
That was a Pac-Man joke, not a racist joke.
Right.
It just was saying.
You should be able to tell the difference if you listen to the show. Staff weren't able to sell the donuts and were only too happy to oblige. Police.
Until he came in with his fucking bitch-ass
yeah.
cop attitude and
right.
was like, I'm
give
a
me
cop.
Some fucking donuts.
Give me what I say.
It's like the day's not over. You gotta pay for them until we're closed and then we'll give you what's left.
He's like, but you close in 5 minutes. I need them now.
There's customers still here, Officer Daniels.
You Officer Fuckface.
Officer
what?
Fuck off.
What a dick.
Seriously. Wow.
MDS says, give Braden credit. He didn't flinch.
I didn't flinch. I wasn't worried.
But hey, then again, I didn't pull the trigger. So,
then again, if you
saying.
Did, who would I... I mean, it would have happened so quick.
26 says, they should have fucked the donuts with their members and then given them the donuts.
I'm going to go microwave this bagel and have sex
They do
with
have
it.
A nice little hole in the middle of it.
They do.
And if you microwave it, like you said, they
right.
get nice and warm.
That's from a Family Guy episode, actually.
Did he fuck donuts?
No, it was a bagel.
Oh.
They were sitting.
He fucked a bagel.
Yeah, he's like, he just all of a sudden Peter stands up. He's like, I'm gonna go microwave this bagel and have sex with it. Just out of nowhere.
I must have watched that one when
it's
I was really high because I totally
one.
Don't remember.
It's
it.
It's just an old one. I totally don't know where
and
I
drink.
Was. Staff were unable to sell police source and officer had become confused and thought the free donut arrangement applied to all times.
Oh!
Everyone's a bit annoyed because they were a nice treat at the time, at the end of the day with a coffee, he said.
Right, okay. So they gave them to him a couple times,
right,
and he's like,
at the
no,
end of the day,
I want this every day, and they're like, actually, right.
No, see, the agreement was they give them at the end of the day when
as
they
nice,
close, when they have donuts left that they can't sell.
As a nice gesture.
As a nice, yeah.
Right.
But since they weren't closed yet, they cost money, just like every other customer.
Hey, don't jump the gun, cop.
Don't.
Hey, don't you have, like, a world
don't you have, like,
to be policing?
Don't you have to be protecting and serving?
Fuck.
Or something like that?
I
Your
feel
job?
Much better that these people are watching over us.
It's a shame the arrangement came to such a nasty end, because we do love Krispy Kremes, although our wastelessness are looking a lot better now.
Really?
I'd rather waste these donuts to give them to these pigs.
Because you're a dick. But the sad thing is, next time they do get robbed, mm-hmm. cops are going to be like, did you hear something?
I don't know.
No?
I think it was just crickets.
Huh.
Hmm. Well.
Is that for that story?
Yeah, that's it for that story.
All right, what's the time, please?
We are at 1:34.
Oh, goodness gracious.
1:34 for show.
This one is called Vampire, with a Y.
Excuse me?
Per se.
Per
jailed se. After allegedly harassing teen. Hmm. This comes out of Rochester, Minnesota. Boy, don't you know? Boy, howdy, don't you know?
I like how their accent's the same as the
Suck.
Irish.
Oh, what?
That sounds just like an Irish accent. Oh, boy, don't you know.
Shook wandra, de look at the Irish.
It's only...
Is it?
It's very
Mine, because my accent's
Yeah,
suck.
Yours are close. Maybe the real thing is
Right.
It?
Little Irish spring?
Yeah.
A self-described vampire, per se, and former fringe political candidate, feces charge it... Oh, faces.
Feces? Excuse your drunk ass face.
Faces charges for threatening a teenage girl who tried to break off their relationship by telling him she was actually a vampire hunter. You know what her name was?
What's that?
D.
Vampire Hunter D?
Boom! Anime jokes! What other podcast?
Oh, what's up?
Hey, what other
Where
podcast has that shit?
This one?
This one.
I bet we're the only two that know what Vampire
okay.
Hunter D is, by the way.
It's anime, don't worry
but
about it.
But that's kind of old school anime, because they don't do Vampire Hunter D anymore. That's kind of...
They
that
do
was
not.
Back when I first started
nor,
knowing what anime was.
Nor Devilman.
What was the first anime, per se, thing you saw?
Wicked City.
Mine was Sailor Moon.
You're a faggot, and I'm awesome.
I'm kidding.
So... You're dating a vampire.
Mm-hmm.
What is the best, easiest way to break up with him?
Fuck.
You just tell him you're a vampire hunter.
Oh, right.
Like,
D.
Oh, by the way.
I'm a vampire hunter D.
When I said I'll take my steak, I meant actually that you will take my steak in the heart.
Right.
Medium
Wait,
well.
That doesn't make sense, because that would mean they were the vampire, not you.
Right. John Alfred Sharkey, 44, of Toms River, New Jersey.
Sharkey?
Right.
That's
was
a
held,
sweet last name.
Yes. Was held in the Olmsted... was held in the Olmsted County Jail Wednesday in lieu of $125,000 bail. He was charged last summer but didn't appear in court until last month after he was arrested on a warrant. She's my cherry pie.
I don't know what comes after that song. I hate that song
She's
so much.
She's my cherry pie. Looks so good. Gonna put my dick in her eyes.
Put my dick in her
eyes. I don't know.
Okay.
Sharky, who calls himself The Impaler.
Vlad the Impaler.
Ran as the Vampires, Witches, and Pagans Party
That's
candidate
totally...
for Minnesota governor in 2006.
This story...
When he listed Princeton, Minnesota as his address.
This story would have been better if that guy would have been more original. The Impaler from no. Vlad the Impaler, the supposed...
Robot Wars? Bot... Not Robot Jocks.
Whoa. Robot Wars?
What's BattleBots?
BattleBots.
BattleBots.
With the fucking remote control robots yes. that fucking fight.
The Impaler. But no, I remember this from back in 06 when there was a news article about how this dude was gonna run for governor and his whole stance was being harsh on crime.
Uh-huh.
And if he got elected, he would... like, turn this shit into some fucking medieval shit and put spikes and all
fucking
this shit
heads,
with people
impaled
on them to criminals for their death sentence.
I don't remember
instead
that.
Instead of the gas chamber, back in 06, instead of the gas chamber
who wanted
shut
that?
The fuck up from it. Instead of the gas chamber or the electric chair, this guy said if he got elected, he would bring back public fucking executions.
Which guy said that?
This dude.
What?
John Alfred Sharkey.
No way.
Or, yes.
That's
same guy.
Crazy.
Weird that he was dating a teen. Yeah. That would have helped him become governor.
That was, yeah.
Because all the governors currently would have been like, oh, us too.
Which
you
state?
Will fit right in.
Which state?
Minnesota, don't you know?
Don't you know?
Oh, boy, howdy.
That's crazy. Man, full circle.
Yeah. That's... yeah.
That's weird, man.
Or
I'm drunk.
Sharkey.
One of the two.
Oh, I read that. The criminal complaint says he was running for president in 07. That's what I was thinking of.
Okay.
He was running for the witches,
okay,
pagan,
don't you
and
know.
Vampire
okay.
Committee.
Right.
Which consisted of him and his mother.
That was the whole committee?
Right.
Cool.
When the 16-year-old, he's 44, she's 16, no big deal.
That's not that big of a deal.
Not
that,
at all. What, not for Minnesota, don't you know?
Hey, age is just a number.
Hey, it's what Aaliyah said. You know what happened to her? She's dead.
Oh, yeah. Plane crash, wasn't it?
Yeah. I don't know. When the 16-year-old Rochester girl wrote a message of support on his MySpace page. Oh! Back when he
they're
was
taking
running,
it there, are they?
Back when he was running for president, she fucking left a message, and like that didn't exactly pan
no.
out. And so he's going through his messages. And he's like, "Ooh, it's a lady,
it's a lady."
Fucking MySpace.
And then he got the "Who is this?"
Yeah, he's like, "I'll fucking kill you, bitch.
Hey,
I'm
up?
A vampire." And yeah. She's like, "I'm Vampire Hunter D, bitch.
What's
Brandon.
Up?"
Yes.
That's gonna only be funny to us.
Only in my brain. She told police they began dating online, of course, and the threats began when she tried to break off the relationship.
Oh.
Hmm. Hey.
Shouldn't have done that.
Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
Fuck.
She told police that, quote...
Two for me! None for you.
None for you. That's Twix, actually, but that's
oh,
okay.
Oh, fuck.
She told police that in a desperate attempt to get him to leave her alone...
Last desperate attempt...
I'm a vampire hunter.
Yeah.
You're my prey.
It was my only option. That's all I had left.
She had emailed him that she was a member of an elite vampire hunter society.
Right, because they have those.
Hey, you know who our leader is?
Who?
Blade, no big deal.
No big deal.
And that continuing their relationship would put him in danger. Hey, I'm actually looking out for your well-being.
Right.
44-year-old.
This will only put you in danger.
Not my well-being, 16-year-old.
Right, I want to protect
you. That
you
met on MySpace because
right.
I wrote you a message because I thought it'd be cool if you got elected to see people impaled.
But then I realized right. that I shouldn't because I'm a vampire.
Right. And we only come out at night.
Right.
Just
yeah.
if you didn't know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is that it?
Hey, how's your 09 so far?
Fucking awesome.
Got hit on by a vampire, but that's fine because I'm actually a vampire hunter, so it's all good.
Because vampire's kind of the thing in 09.
What's your name? Buffy.
You know, when Obama was talking about change, he didn't say what exactly would change.
Right, our genetics.
Yeah.
I'm actually evolution.
I am a vampire.
I am a heroes.
I am a hero.
Her father,
hero, plural.
Her father told police he talked to Sharkey, but Sharkey continued to call the girl and write letters to her parents. The phone call went a little something like this. You mother bitch! You leave my daughter alone. She's 3.
This Coke tastes like Jack Daniels.
This Coke tastes like blow. He was charged with felony harassment of 2 misdemeanors, coercion...
Coercion?
I almost said caution. felony harassment and 2 misdemeanors.
Misdemeanors?
Alright, now I'm drunk.
I can tell.
That's the drunk. Okay.
Okay.
Coercion with a threat to inflict bodily harm and coercion with a threat to just get his dick sucked.
What? I didn't know that was... Since when was that a threat? Excuse me. Just now.
And coercion with a threat to expose a secret or disgrace. Expose. Montreal. Expose.
Expose.
Yes. Remember Andres Galarraga? Sharkey's public defender, Rick Smith, has asked that the charges be dismissed for lack of probable cause. MySpace messages?
Yeah.
Phone call? I don't know.
That's it.
Should have saved his voicemails like I did. See, if this was happening to me, I'd be like, Exhibit A, B, C, D, E, F, G. We got alphabet soup.
We got
here,
the whole
honor.
Alphabet right
what
here.
Do you want? Sharkey was supposed to appear in court here in August, but got a delay by saying, quote, I actually can't come out in the daytime because I'm a vampire. No, he actually said he had been hurt in a pro wrestling match.
I didn't know vampires could wrestle.
President-elect slash vampire.
Slash pro wrestler.
Slash pro wrestler.
Fuck.
Slash impaler.
Whoa.
Of 16-year-old whores.
Ooh.
Huh? Thank you.
The bell didn't think it was funny.
It wasn't. It was serious. He then missed a September hearing and a warrant was issued. She's my cherry pie. The complaint says Sharkey told a Rochester police sergeant who called him last August that he was a vampire, quote, who needs to drink human blood for strength. Vote for me. Hey, you
vote
got...
Vote for me. You need to... You got my vote, buddy.
You need to do what?
I need to drink blood.
For why?
So I can be your governor.
For +7 strength?
Yeah, duh. Fuck.
Wow. I'm glad. Hey, guys. Okay, I'll let's put it to you guys. A black president or a vampire?
Like, dude, I would go with the vampire.
Are they both going to impale people that do stupid effed up junk? Because then, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Well, since Obama's a black guy, he probably impales his wife all the time.
The black guy can actually go out in the daytime. The vampire can't.
Right,
so.
Yeah, he has that advantage.
That is a pretty big advantage.
Then the black guy's already president. So.
Right. It says he referred to the Rochester girl as his wife and princess.
Hmm.
Last August, he also wrote a letter threatening to sue the county's attorney's office for wrongful and vindictive prosecution. And that is absolutely it for that story.
Cool.
It was a good story. That's a prick. Good.
I know, seriously.
Right.
Right.
Double entendre. No.
No.
So what do you got for us? 146, should we just do some clues and get the fuck out, or do you got a good story?
Hold on.
There's
Let's
clues.
See
Refresh. There is clues.
You
I
sure?
Because I was watching the chat.
Well, holy fuck.
Hi, my name's Clues. Do you want to do another story?
Hold on. Let's just do some clues.
26 says, excuse me while I'm hard all fucking week.
Wow. I'm hard right now.
That makes three of us, bro.
Fucking A. How hard are you?
Fucking this hard.
This hard. Alright.
Alright, thejamhole.com/forums. Good night, May. If you guys want to play along, sign up. Thejamhole.com/forums. Basically, you go to the Raging Clues section. You post a link to a picture. You type in words that form
a hint.
A hint. I was going to say letters, but right. Letters actually form words. I'm drunk. No big
shit.
Deal. And you give us a clue to what that picture might be. And then we have to guess it. It's
and we don't really guess anymore. Totally we ridiculous. Just kind of click on it and see what it is.
Right, and you guys could hear us go, oh!
Oh my god, that's disgusting. On. Holy shit.
What's the first clue, please?
Lick my pole.
It's going to be a dude sucking cock.
Word.
Survey says... what?
It's...
What is
oh,
that?
Oh, it's all got piping. It's got...
He put a pipe...
Me,
okay.
A metal... It's copper tubing around his penis.
How do you think...
And his head is, like, sticking
gonna
out.
Pop. That's gross.
That's not good for you.
On a positive note, he is clean-shaven.
Yeah, that's good.
His balls were red.
But that is not healthy.
Not
his
healthy.
His head was, like, purple.
At all.
You don't even know. Next clue is collateral damage. The movie? It's gonna be a scene from the movie.
A poster from the movie. Yep. Survey motherfucking says... It's a kitty.
It's a kitty. What the hell?
It's a dude with weird green shit all over. What?
Chances are, if you have a karma rating of good or above or anything less than neutral, you are a dedicated member with hours a day spent trolling the pages of
They're talking
bog.
About the bog forums. I used to hang out with this shit back when I did Mind Orgy.
Huh.
Bog was one of our
this
boys.
Is good, but there are consequences. The more obvious and outward result is you stink and your skin is oily and appears wet. At a glance, true boggers are a greasy.
That's just talking
about
the
so
site.
Are so greasy they shine. Oh, well earned.
That's just talking about the site, dude. That has nothing to do with the picture. If you're hold on. If you're gonna post Raging Clues, the extension of the thing you're posting should probably be either JPG or GIF, not .html, not .php,
right. Or .gif. GIFs are right. Cool, and JPEGs are
That's
cool.
That's what I said. GIF. Thank you.
Cool.
Thank you.
Next
McMahon.
Clue. Tylenol does not work for everyday headache. Holla.
It's going to be a head all fucked up.
Oh,
and
yeah,
blown
I told you.
Shit.
Smashed or a trunk
Survey
missing or something.
Motherfucking says. Come on, internet.
Oh, it's a knife
dude.
In his eye.
Yes, he has a knife through his nose into his eye.
Yeah, and he is not happy.
That sucks.
Next clue. A fun night in Montana, ladies' night.
It's gonna be a dude fucking sheep.
Or it's just some fat ass chick dancing at a bar, grinding up on each other.
Survey motherfucking says.
It's
God
the
damn
same place.
These
oh, it's a girl sucking off a horse.
Chick sucking horse cock. Big floppy donkey dick.
Next clue is fucking boom!
Fucking boom or fucking kaboom?
Fucking boom.
It's going to be an explosion of some sort, probably
someone
a body.
Someone getting their hand blown off.
Pieces
or
of
face.
Body. Survey motherfucking says. Oh, troll the bog
oh,
forms
Oh, his head
much?
Got blown off.
Troll the bog forms much at all.
Champagne bottle.
What is it? It's a
it's
bottle?
It's his head getting blown
oh,
off.
Oh, it's a dude?
Yeah, someone.
He shot his head off?
I don't know.
Wow.
His head totally flew up in the air, though, after
that's,
it
yeah,
left
that's
his body.
Yeah, that's crazy. Next clue.
This is what I thought of the 7th Harry Potter book.
Oh, it's a picture of poop.
Yes.
Survey motherfucking
fucking poop. Oh,
yeah!
It's a girl shitting
Booyah!
A book.
I'm taking that shit.
A girl shit, a Japanese girl shitting on a
well,
book.
Well, would it be any other kind?
Right. For sure. Fuck.
Is that it?
That's it, man.
All right. Well, real quick, before we get out of here, you guys know how I feel about dogs. You know?
Hate them.
Fucking
hate
them. It's cool if you have a dog.
It's like a fashion sense now, though.
That's dumb. I'm okay with it if you have a dog for a watchdog, early warning system.
Right.
Your dog is going to bark and let you know before you know someone's up in your
for
shit.
Sure.
If that is the case, it is unnecessary to bring the dog in town with you everywhere.
Right. It doesn't need to sit in your lap on your dick or in the back of your pickup.
So, basically, I don't like dogs. People fucking always have dogs with them around here.
And when they do have dogs, they hate them. They don't even like having one.
That all also gets me when people are like, shut up, dog. I fucking
stupid dog.
I hate these dogs. It's
like
well,
you don't have to have the fucking thing.
You actually have a choice.
Yeah, you chose to get a dog.
So in keeping with that, I would like to read this real quick and just make some comments. This one is called Florida Couple Pick Up Their Cloned Yellow Lab Puppy.
Holy fuck.
So we're cloning dogs.
We're
now.
Cloning them.
Okay, my dog got hit by a car.
Right.
Here's his DNA. Can you make me another one? The same one.
Yep, here
but
you
make
go.
Him a little smarter so he doesn't hit
Yeah,
cars.
Definitely. He won't run out in the road. Here you go.
And this one comes out of, like I said, our most fucked up state, which is
Florida.
A Boca Raton couple got a new dog. Mm. And it's just like their
it's
old
the same
dog.
Same dog.
Not just the same breeding gender.
But exactly
but the
same.
DNA. The same semen. Nina and Edgar Otto picked up their cloned yellow lab puppy at the Miami International Airport Monday
You were totally
going
to say something funny there.
I almost was. Lancelot Encore. Because Encore comes after
right.
the first. Right. And their first one died.
Right.
Right. He was cloned from the DNA of the Otto's late dog, Lancelot, which died of cancer in January 2008.
Dogs get cancer,
so,
too?
He had like a 2-pack-a-day habit.
He was bad.
Camel
for
non,
like his whole life.
Camel non-filters. I told
16
him
16 years in dog years.
Like, hey, bro,
you need to lay
off. I know
off.
You're my best friend.
Yeah,
but I need to tell you this.
What's that?
You're gonna die if you keep smoking camels.
Woof woof.
So if you clone
you
the dog
to chew for a while,
doesn't that mean that your new dog is gonna have cancer also?
Maybe later, but they'll just clone it again.
Oh,
what?
Like multiplicity? Like,
yeah.
I like pizza.
That's so retarded.
And they just get dumber and dumber,
yep,
and dumber. The
but
dog.
It's still there.
Pretty
it's
soon, just, he's just like,
it's just not. It's just gonna be fucking. It's gonna be like the girl in that weed commercial that's just melting in the couch.
That's awesome.
But a dog's just melted.
Guessing that pet cloning would one day be possible, the Otters had DNA samples of their dog frozen 5 years ago. So they knew that. They foresee, they went to their fucking, they called Miss Cleo.
Right.
They're like, yo.
Yo, Miss Cleo.
Emma!
Hey, Miss Cleo,
what you
Patra.
Want, ma? What you want,
what's
boy?
On?
No, fella, bumba claw, what you want, boy?
Mamba clock, yeah.
Miss Cleo, is cloning going to be possible? Emma, we be cloning the fuck out of everything.
Out
give me
dogs,
my.
Ma.
We clone your $9.95 a minute, boy. A lot of mercy. The Otters paid. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
$155,000 in a San Francisco biotech firm's dog cloning auction.
Wait,
last July.
Excuse me? What? How much?
This is what I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
It's a dog.
Right. And they paid how much to get it cloned?
$155,000. Doll hairs.
Excuse me?
Almost a quarter of a fucking $1 million for a fucking dog. That's gonna get cancer.
Are you cool?
Are you okay?
Are you cool, man?
Hey, is your womb cool?
We could be living comfortably in Amsterdam right now.
You
could have
went
money.
To the pound for $10 and got
or
another
$100.
You could have got another yellow lab that
whatever.
Didn't have cancer.
You could get a lot, even
and then,
if it was an expensive one, $500. Right.
And then took $154,990 and went to thejamhole.com/donate and gave it to us, even though that would have meant PayPal would probably take a few hundo, but that's fine. I'll give PayPal a fringeman here.
Whatever.
There.
It's on me, buddy. That's your tip.
I don't care if that dog could type 100 words per minute. I don't care if that dog could talk like me and you. Like
that'd
we're
be cool,
hey,
though.
Like you're my dog,
right?
I'm your dog.
Bark with me, dog. Oh,
like I don't care. $155,000.
So much money.
Hey, how's your family that you're actually not going to leave any money to? Because
hey,
you spent it all
how's
on
your
this
whole
dog?
Fucking life, man.
I don't comprehend that.
How much? What do you
hey,
do again?
How's your economy? Because I don't
yeah.
know.
Mine's
where
pretty
you,
rough.
I don't,
I
know,
don't know if you know this.
I don't know where you live, but where we live,
it's fucking rough,
it's
man.
It's not good.
We're getting gouged.
But hey, I'll just go blow $155,000.
Hey,
no big deal.
Chump change, man. Like
hey,
I say,
my pension is fucking aces.
You know
dude.
That's
I'm good
nothing
to, go.
To me. Whatever.
I don't know.
I don't give a fuck, you know?
Unless that dog sucked you the fuck off, like, there
like,
is no...
There's peanut butter like, on my nuts. Come here.
Like, there's no tomorrow. There's not even a day after tomorrow, which was
no,
awful
that's
fucking
a
movie.
Fucking movie. Hey, holla
Jalula. $155,000.
Fuck.
That
what
just
would you do
blows
if
my
you
mind!
Had, if you had $150,000, what would you do?
In San Francisco. On a dog. Not even a human being.
No, not even. A human being's really worth less, so
hey, Matt,
take that back.
Why do you hate people? I don't know.
$150,000 on a fucking dog?
You know.
Maybe that's why. Maybe. I don't know.
That's why. That's exactly why.
Okay.
BioArts International created Lancelot Encore in South Korea, where he was born 10 weeks ago. Oh, did you have to go to Korea? Because that's actually not
maybe,
okay
is
here.
Is that why it costs so much money?
Maybe.
Because I had to order
was that,
it from Korea.
Was that in yen?
They had to ship it over in a boat.
The autos say he's the first single birth commercially cloned puppy in the United States.
Cool.
I'm sorry. I just had that. That blows my mind.
That's crazy. I know.
How's your retirement? Everything going okay in Miami?
You enjoying that money you got?
You have an extra $155,000 fucking dollars.
Yeah. So what are you going to spend it on? I don't know. I don't know.
I was thinking of either wiping my ass with it or getting my fucking dog cloned.
You know, whatever.
Whatevs.
Hey, you know, I just flip a coin.
WVs. Plural.
Fucking A.
I don't comprehend that.
I know.
People are starving right down the street from you, but hey, we'll go blow money on a dog of the same fucking dog we have.
Even people trying to make a fucking podcast. Just trying to get by, you know. What about us?
I don't understand it.
I don't understand.
See, Viola Chick says, nah, it's understandable. How? 406-204-4687. If you can make this sound rational to my drunk ass.
Fucking it. And I'm high. I'm fucking high now, too. I'm drunk and high.
Let me get high real
quick. Holy shit. I need to pee so bad right now. You don't even know. Like, holy fuck. My bladder is probably never been this big. Although, considering my bladder is about the size of a chipmunk, it don't matter.
Right, because your penis is like the size of a tick.
No,
so
you remember that picture of that horse we saw?
In proper proportion.
That's more what it's like.
That makes sense.
Okay, sure.
Right.
You want to see right now? I'll show you wrong.
If you're feeling froggy, bro.
I might be drunk enough. No, we don't have enough Jack here. The Jack is all gone. We need more Jack for that.
Contrary to your popular belief, that is actually not how I want to end episode 150.
I agree.
Jamal.
We can. What about 300?
What's the time? Are we done?
We're done, man.
All right.
At 159.
Booyah. Boom. 2 hours, bitches. Boom. Thank you. Do you have anything else?
No.
How's work?
It's fine.
You look drunk as fuck.
I want to go pee so bad.
Go pee. Thank you guys so much. Oh, Viola Chick says not about the damn dog. That is actually not understandable. Okay. So, yeah, thank you guys so much for joining us on this drunken fucking stoned episode 150. Need about 350. We had a blast. You had a blast. Good, good, good. Jamhole.com/vote. If you had fun, give us a vote on Podcast Alley. That helps us climb the ranks. More people will see us. They will come hang out with us at the jamhole.com/live video, which is hopefully where Friday's episode will be with my lady friend. Thank you, Paulo. Thank you, Dance. Thank you, Viola Chick. Thank you, 26. Thank you, MDS. Thank you, Antichristos. Thank you, Frankie Sino. Thank you, Matt22191. Thank you, Bird35. Thank you, Jables. Thank you, Alicia. You are so fucking gorgeous. Thank you, the Jam Hole, the Jam Hole 1, and the Jam Hole 3. Thank you, Viola Chick. Holy shit, we had a great time. 406-204-4687. If you guys want to leave us messages for Friday night's show, we will definitely play them on the show. TheJamhole.com/MySpace. Friend us, /Twitter. Follow us, YouTube. We got videos. You can watch me do my emo poetry. You can watch me almost try to punch Braden. You can watch clips of the show. TheJamhole.com/live video. Archives, we have clips of past shows you can watch. TheJamhole.com/donate. You can actually give us money if we made you laugh or you like us or you want one of our shirts. They look like what Braden's wearing over there.
Right here. What's up?
TheJamhole.com/pics.
I think
see
that
pictures.
Was the longest piss I've ever taken.
Other than that, we'll see you back here Friday night, probably around midnight, because the lady friend's going to come on the show and talk about some shit. That's stuff and shit. I couldn't figure out which one
together.
To go right.
I got it.
Yeah. Other than that, we will see you back here Friday, 151. Maybe we'll drink some peppermint schnapps, 151. Because it's episode 151.
Oh, shit.
Thank
you
guys.
That's Bacardi 151.
Seriously? Thank you guys. We had a blast.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.